and that son of a bitch made homosexual references towards me. I'm a Christian, God-fearing son of a bitch. Do you understand what I'm saying, ma'am? And to have some guy say that kind of thing to me makes me just want to put my finger in a light socket and drink a gallon of vodka.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hey, assholes. Sorry, why do I start the show off like that, all negative all the time? Editing prank calls recently, you know, editing Madhouse episodes, and I'm listening to them, and I think, like, every single time for, like, 3 months straight, I start the show like, hey, you fucking assholes, you fucking jerks. Why do I do that to you guys? You guys are nice enough to listen. It's not right. Milkman's idea. Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio is here. I'm Carlito. In studio is nobody. I've fired them all. Tuck services are no longer needed, and Milkman is on suspension again. Kokanee's here, however. How you doing, Kokanee?
My severance pay.
Everyone getting their first look at the new Madhouse Radio team, Carlito and Kokanee. Kokanee now grooming to be the replacement of Madhouse Radio's own Carlito when I retire from the show in 5 years. I promise that you will get the show, Kokanee. You're going to be the new head coach of the show. Start working on your pipes. Whatever. We got numbers here from Lonesome Loser already, early enough. There's like a buzz in the, like, this interference shit. I'm trying to fix it, but I'm not very lucky at it. Let me open up the Madhouse mouth line. If you want to call in tonight, you can. The number is 407-459-4534. Once again, tonight, the Madhouse mouth line is open. If you want to call in, 407-459-4534. Fans of Reckler might be happy to hear that he might be joining us here in the second hour of the show. I was having a talk with him. He's interested in calling in. Around the 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Hour. I want to say a big what's up to everyone checking us out in the chat rooms all around the world. Of course, over here at 98.6themouth.com, we've got several people in there. Lonesome Loser included, sitting in numbers that I was starting to mention before. He's already sent in a number in the Czech Republic for You Havrana, an all-night diner in the Czech Republic. That's a place I don't think I would want to live, the Czech Republic. Something about it. Something about that name, Czech, the way it's like Czech. Makes your mouth do dirty things with your mouth. Nasty vocals. I say Czechoslovakia and look at yourself in the mirror really slow while you're doing it. It makes you do dirty. Might be nice. I don't know. Is it like one of those, you know, weird small countries in Europe that's so nice, so fucking nice? Alright. Over at my good friends hanging out at Cacti Radio. RBCP will be on tonight with a phone show in about 3 hours. 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Pacific. He's on for about an hour usually with this phone show. Be sure to visit my website, madhouselive.com. We've got podcasts there, of course. Be sure to check those out if you get a chance. Subscribe to them if you'd like, even more. Podcast helped out by Kokanee, as a matter of fact. Kokanee, you just finished the January 5th, right? Just finished editing that, so I'm going to be posting that.
January 5th, that's right.
All right, I'll post it after the show. And I've already completed the last December one, the day after Christmas. We did prank calls to a few stores, I think, and stuff, but that was a good episode. I got that edited, ready to go. So then we're only two shows behind then, I believe, not including this one, though. Still behind Kokanee, where we can split up the work, you know. We'll be done, and then we'll start going back. Yeah, we'll start going back to the way I had it all. I won't need your services. You can just take it easy, and you know, thank you. Because at that point, hopefully, I should be able to stay on top of it. Maybe a week or two, I might not be able to do it, and I'll ask you if you're not busy. Maybe you could do it. But after, you know, you seem to do a very good job of it. You're quite the trusted man when it comes to editing episodes of prank calls, sir.
Doing it.
All right, then. All right, folks, so on that note, I got to go actually take care of something at the door real quick. In the meantime, I'm going to play a prank call. Give me just a moment. We're going to come back. We got numbers ready to go from Lonesome Loser. another all-night diner in the Czech Republic. Hopefully it's not too expensive with Google Voice. We're about to find out, aren't we? Hang on, give me a
breaking news, your milkman, RBCP, dead in a car accident. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, RBCP died in a car accident.
Who?
RBCP.
Who in the world is that?
An acquaintance of ours, so we're having a prayer circle get-together, because he's supposed to do the phone show tonight, but he can't. He's young up on me already, woman.
Damn.
Call him back.
He don't even care.
Hello?
Listen, don't hang up. We need
to... Look here, don't call here no more at no 10:30 at night.
God damn it.
Call somebody else with the gang back.
God damn it.
I like that one. Yeah, I haven't titled it yet, but that's a nice one. Nice and short and sweet. There are a few long pranks in this episode, too.
Hey, listen, buddy. I wanted to see if we could get a prayer circle going on there. How much space do you have available? How many people could I bring in for prayer? We're trying to do emergency prayer here.
An emergency prayer?
Yeah, we're trying to get a group of, like, well, as many as you can accommodate.
I'm a little confused why what exactly is this going to be?
Well, there's a gentleman, Artie Lang, is in a hospital after a suicide attempt, and we're all getting together to do the congregation needs a place to meet together to do a prayer, emergency prayer. He's in intensive surgery right now. They're going to put him under any second now. So we're going to come do a prayer. We need to go to your place. Well, we decided we're going to your place, but we want to know how many of us can go there. I'm going to start doing any cover charges, and, you know, basically, you know, it's a religious thing, so absolutely no alcohol.
Okay.
Like, we'll bring you business, but absolutely no alcohol while we're there. We can't have that.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, we can probably do 50 people.
50 people? Can you put all those chairs in a big circle?
No.
And how are we supposed to do it, then? I don't know
if you were going to stand. I'm a little confused at why you would want to do an emergency prayer at a bar, though.
Because it's a place that handles, it can hold a lot of people, you know?
Well, yeah, but we keep our upstairs closed, so right now we only have the downstairs.
That's fine, yeah.
I mean, well, except when it comes to the seats, we probably have maybe, I don't know, 20 to 25 seats.
Are they stuck to the floor, or can you move them?
Well, half of them are chairs, and then the other ones are the swings that are at the bar, which are attached. They can't be removed. So, I mean, the only amount of chairs that you could actually move around are probably right around 20.
All right, but that's good enough then, and then we could have half the people in the swings and then another half on the chairs. And how many, like, what's the sign say about how many people could be there according to the sheriff marshal?
How many?
Yeah, how much does the sign say?
I don't even remember. I can't see it from my position right now, so I don't know exactly off the top of my head.
Well, it's probably the amount of people that are going to want to come. We're a large congregation.
Well, at the same time, I mean, I can't. Our max capacity is including the whole bar, so I can't. You wouldn't have access to the whole bar.
No, well, like I said, you know, when we come in, there can be absolutely no alcohol sales or anything. I mean, we'll bring you business, we'll buy whatever else. But
no, and I understand that, but either way, the access to the other parts of the bar it's not open right now.
But I mean,
it's only the main floor.
I'm talking even at the bar, like anybody else who's not affiliated, we can't have them, you know, consuming beverages.
Well, no, and that's fine, and you know, anybody can come in. That's not a problem. It's just
right. I'm saying another patron comes in, you have to tell them that you can't serve them alcohol, even if it's not one of us. I mean, anyway, there can be no consumption of alcohol on the premises at all.
While you're in here?
Absolutely not.
Well, but, I can't turn away another customer who's interested in drinking.
No, it's a prayer service. It's a consecration of the body and blood of Christ.
And that's fine. If you guys wanted to bring some people in and you guys wanted to do that, that wouldn't be a problem. But I couldn't turn away another patron who was looking to drink when they're a paying customer.
Oh, we'll compensate you for it. I mean, we'll buy... What else do you have there that's not alcoholic? Yeah, orange juice?
Yeah, there's, you know, Coke products. There's juices. Yeah. There's, you know, food.
Any corn fritters?
No.
Okay. You got a lot of gluten there? A lot of stuff with gluten?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, honestly, you know, I don't think
this is your place then.
No, well, we're already, I mean, we're committed at this point. I think it's going to be about, hang on. Because the other because it's like two congregations. Another one congregation already committed 25. And then we've got about 28 here, I think. And there might be a few other people showing up later on that are getting out of work. So we're looking probably, you know, close to 40, 50 people within the next hour that probably arrive.
Okay, well, I mean, if you wanted to, you know, do that, that's fine. But I'm just saying, I can't turn away any other customers.
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely, there's not going to be any sales of alcoholic beverages while any of these children are there. Absolutely not, sir, no.
No, and that's fine.
Well, then you're accepting that there's not going to be any sale of alcoholic beverages, or you can be held liable.
Are you talking about anyone, any sale of alcohol to your group or other people? Outside of your group.
Outside of our group, absolutely not. They're welcome to come and participate in the congregation and the consecration of the Eucharist.
That's fine, but that can't happen then. I can't turn away a customer who is interested in paying to buy alcohol just because you guys are in here doing what you need to do.
Well, you just kindly explain, Mr. Customer, Mrs. Customer, there's a religious event going on here. We do this every year. Annually, we host this event for them. Just lie. Just make it up.
But at the same time, the purpose of our job is to serve beverages of that sort to people. So, and we have the right to not refuse service. So, if that's the case, we are not a church. So, honestly, I'm going to say that you guys should probably look for a different place.
No. Maybe is there a manager I can talk to or something?
He's currently out, so I'm the one that's here.
You're in charge?
Yes.
Where's your papers at?
What do you mean our papers?
The business papers, where are they?
The show, we really didn't have anything set to say.
All right, either you accept this deal or I'm going to talk. I'm friends with Bob Morton, and they're going to pull all your papers, all your permits and papers.
I'm sorry, but, I mean, the purpose of a bar is to sell alcoholic beverages.
Listen.
That's the type of clientele that we're looking at.
Talk
do you want to be responsible?
Are you paying customers.
Do you want to be responsible for the papers getting pulled there? Then you be my guest. But we're coming in, and there's not going to be any alcohol sold there at all. We have several alcoholics.
In, but if there's somebody who's looking to buy an alcoholic beverage, I can't turn them away just because you're present.
Well, we have recovering alcoholics, drug addicts who are in the part of this congregation. We have minors.
Fine. I'll tell you what. If you want to come in, you can come in. But I have customers that I take care of right now. So if you want to see you in an hour, that's fine.
You need to tell those customers to start wrapping it up because we're coming in and there's not a drop of alcohol.
And that's
there.
Fine. If you want to come in, that's fine. But I got to go, man.
You tell them right now. All right, good, everybody.
It's a dry bar there today. Dry bar, that's an interesting concept. All right, everybody, that's that. That was an untitled prank call also that I've edited. A little too long, I think, to release as an official prank call. I don't know what you think, Kogan. It's a bit long, right? Would it come out to like 5 minutes, I think, or something longer than that? That's too long to put on the podcast. I think it's like six or seven.
Yeah, 5 and a half or something like that.
5 and a half or something. I might condense it, man. Because he just gets progressively angry. He isn't crazy funny. But it's interesting. I don't think it's worthy of inclusion in the...
He was careful with his words.
Yeah, he was. He's a smart guy. Smart dude. Anyway, calling the new one here. The first number of the night. This is the Juhar Varana in the Czech Republic, who I understand has hot chicks according to Napoleon.
The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute.
Yeah, not bad. We could do that. Listen, there's someone over there drinking beers, and my family had to see a man drinking beers over there. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this the Czech Republic diner? Hello?
Just a moment.
Jesus.
Hello?
Yeah.
No, Christine?
This is the Republic diner. I don't like that guy.
We're just going to call a totally different Republican diner. I'm calling him Republican diner. It's a Czech Republic diner. This one is called the Uzalad... Oh, my God. I don't even fucking pronounce it. The Z fucking diner. Maybe this call won't suck as bad.
The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? This is that diner place.
What?
This is that diner, damn it.
It's a hotel, not a strom.
Yeah, but you got food there, right?
Food.
Yeah, I want to make an order for room service, room 12.
Room 12?
Yes.
Okay, and what do you want to eat? What would you like to eat?
Give me some strawberries.
Room number 12.
Uh-huh, I want some strawberries. I want some eggs. Hello,
room
please.
Room number 12.
Please confirm.
Room number 12.
Room number 12, I need strawberries, I need some eggs. Do you have any fish? Tuna? Sardines?
I think it's room number 12, not.
Oh, you know, this is room number 12.
No.
Yes.
And your name is?
This is Valente.
I don't think so.
No, you. How about you just leave it at the front desk for me? You give me some strawberries, and if you don't believe me, I'll come down. But this is not room service. This is walk service. If you're refusing to bring the food to my room.
You stay there early in room number 12.
Son, listen to me. If you don't bring...
Not possible.
Listen, you bring the strawberries. You understand?
Yeah.
Listen. I snuck into the hotel. I'm in room number 12. I'm not supposed to be in here. I'm not paying to be in here, but I'm in room number 12.
Okay. Come to reception.
No. Yes? You come to room number 12. Right now with my strawberries. What else did I ask for? I forgot already. What else do I want?
Room number 12.
Yeah, eggs.
Next to reception.
Uh-huh. Yes. So bring eggs and fucking strawberries right now. I'm watching you right now.
I'm a receptionist.
Listen, you hear me? I'm knocking on the door. You hear it? Hello?
And which hotel is it?
It's the Zelatno Stramu. You Zelatejo Stramu.
Okay. And you are in room number 12.
Yes, I'm looking at you right now, and I want you... Stop looking like that. Stop it. Over here. You see me? Hello?
Okay, come to reception.
No, come to the door right now. But I'm not coming out. I don't have any, I don't have any pants on. I'm in my robe, my bathrobe.
Okay, bye.
I'm gonna call him back.
Bastard.
The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute.
Listen, I'll be honest with you, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. I've been watching you from the door, from the room number 12. And I want you to come in the room with me, and I want to, I want you to sit down on the bed with me.
No.
Please, come on. I mean, I've never, talked about this before, but...
Room number 12 is not occupied, I see in computer, it's stupid,
No, I just come to the bedroom, come on. Come to the bed with me. He's thinking about
doing it. Well, if I remember, I'll call him back. Saying that I'm still in room number 12 waiting on him. Anyway, it's 9:25 p.m. and we've done, one prank call really at this point. The Magic are about to win their game, 99-82 over the Bucks. I believe they take on the Wizards on Friday. And is that the All-Star break? When's the All-Star game? I don't know. I'm asking. Coca, you don't know. You're Canadian. They don't have NBA in Canada. Yeah, they do. And one city,
Used to be two.
Oh, we have hockey. We have hockey.
Is hockey heating up right now, isn't it? Isn't it big right now? Starting to... Hockey. Keep hearing about hockey, all these people. All the white people at work talking about hockey a lot. Hockey, hockey. Justin asking who watched the Pro Bowl. You know, not me. I never watched the Pro Bowl. Like, I didn't know until the week before that... Well, I didn't know until, like, the day of that they had moved it to the week before the Super Bowl. But it's retarded because you don't get, like... You know, nobody from the Colts and nobody from the Saints are playing. So, Peyton Manning isn't the quarterback. He, in all right, you know, should be. You know, the starting quarterback for the Pro Bowl. And so should Drew Brees on his end, I would suppose. I don't know. Who cares about the Pro Bowl? No one really cares. They should just drop it all together. They don't need it. They don't need an all-star thing. I mean, no. Mikey129 asking, Pro Bowl happened. Yep. Yes, sir, it did. Well, the phone is ringing.
Hello.
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 I want some of that. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, you sound sexy as a motherfucker.
All right.
I know, aren't you excited?
it's kind of hard to understand you a little bit. What you been eating tonight, man? What's on the menu? What was dinner?
Hey, open your mouth a little bit. I'm going to grab you by the ears and fuck you in the mouth.
That's fucking sick, you fucking pervert. You fucking sick fucking bastard. You know that, really? You would do that?
You don't fucking like it.
I bite it right. I let you go balls deep in my mouth. There's like a bite your cock off right at the fucking base. Right at the base.
Oh, you can bite the cock off, but I'm going to slap it with the balls, bitch.
you're going to bleed all over the fucking place, you fuck. You'd probably be standing for like a minute. I wonder how long it'd take you to fucking pass out.
You'd fucking love it.
There's a lot of blood in the cock, man, especially when it's hard.
Oh, you'd fucking love it, though. You'd be sitting there deep throwing all that blood.
I'd have it all over me, man. It'd be like that fucking scene. And what was the movie where it started raining blood? It was a movie where it started raining blood from the ceiling. What was that movie? Blade. That's what it was, Blade. Remember Blade? That was a good movie. The first Blade. I didn't watch any of the other ones. I figured they sucked because they were called Blade 2. Stuff like that. It's got the making of a bad fucking movie. Yeah? What happened in the end? Were there good vampires in Benton? Was there whole?
I liked them all.
Yeah? The first one was cool. It was some crazy, you know, it was a crazy white guy that, you know, was like Blade's dad. And then, what? Wasn't it something weird? Wasn't it some chick who was like in a mortuary or something? And, like, Christian Slater, wasn't he one of the fucking guys? And it was like this computer that was looking at the Bible in reverse and making the code out of some papers. I don't know. Sounded fun. Alright, let me look here for this fucking number here. There we go. Oz Pizza. Let's give them a call. This place has a live webcam. As we can see inside, well, I'm looking, but it's dark. Yeah, but I'm looking at it now. That it's a dark video. Lonesome has it. Let me see if I can paste it here. But I just see it's a dark page right now. There you go. I'm running a little slow tonight, I'll be honest with you. I'm not in a very showy mood, but I'm here. I'll take a few jabs at the old, you know, the old hornet's nest, such as Milkman would say. That's what he calls vagina, the hornet's nest. Which just says a whole thousand number of things of what happened to him when he grew up. The way he was raised, that he calls pussy a hornet's nest. But hey, that's you, not me. Speaking of biting cocks off, I got a feeling that happened to him. Alright, here's a strip club in the Czech Republic.
Think about going on another honeymoon.
The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute.
It's time to get tired of work. I need to recharge the batteries. I think
I need to take a week off, man. I'm on vacation somewhere, you know. Hey, what's going on, big girl? How you doing?
Sorry?
What's up, big girl? How you doing?
Big girl?
Yeah, what's up?
What does it mean, big girl?
I don't know, you're a big girl. What's up, big girl? I see you.
Huh? You want long or the fat, or I don't know what you want.
I don't know what you want. I'm calling because I got a problem. Some woman down there put this paper in my pocket. It's got some stupid codes on it. I want an explanation. What is these codes that they put in my fucking pocket?
Hello, hi.
Listen, some woman was over there dancing all on top of me, and she put this note in my...
You want just the dancing?
Listen, she put a note. She put a piece of paper with some weird codes in my front pocket, and what's the deal? Is this some kind of spy shit?
One more, please.
I want to know the meaning about the codes. What are the codes? Give me the command codes right now.
You mean the price for what? For 1 hour here, for escort, or for what?
No, I want the codes. I want the codes right now, the business codes. Give them to me.
Business codes?
Yes, transfer control of the codes over to me.
What is the business codes?
Transfer control right now of the business to me, you understand?
No, I don't understand you. I don't know what is a business code.
I want you to close the business right now. I command you.
So, okay, sorry. You call to the nightclub, and I'm a bartender.
Uh-huh.
I'm here for take you some information about the girl. If you want a girl for escort, I can send you the girl for escort.
I had a girl already.
I can tell you some information, but...
Listen, I had a girl already.
You had a girl. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. And she put these codes on me.
Who's what?
She gave me a paper.
Who gives you our paper?
The escort.
You want an escort?
No, I had an escort. She gave me codes on a piece of paper. I think she's a spy.
What she gives you?
She gave me these secret codes.
She gives you the secret codes?
Yes.
What is the secret code?
I don't know. I'm trying to crack the code.
You had an escort with some girl
Yes.
With who?
It was,
tell me the name of the girl.
I don't know her name. I don't understand. It was like Brahaha or something. Brahaha.
But I don't know what is a secret code. We haven't a secret code.
But listen, I think she was a spy. I think she's, you know, I think she confused me for a spy.
No, she don't do this.
No, well, she did. She gave me the secret codes, and I want answers right now. Go get her.
I don't know what is a secret code.
Okay, well, you know, who's the big girl there?
Sorry?
The big girl, that one big girl, you know? The biggest girl?
And you had a girl for escort tonight?
Yes. It was this big girl.
Byla dneska na eskortu nějaká velká holka.
Go get her.
How she looks like?
She's that one big girl.
I think it's... You know, we haven't the secret code, and our girl is not... We haven't the big girl.
You don't have a big girl? What's the biggest girl you have there? That's who it was.
So I'm sorry, but I don't know what you mean.
Listen, I just want to get to the bottom of these codes here, all right?
Sorry?
I want to get to the bottom of these command codes.
You're an escort service.
I know, and I have the codes now. I want you to know
I
have your codes.
You know, we haven't a big girl like you like.
Oh my God, oh my goodness. Listen, can you send her back?
I don't know. We haven't the big girls.
Oh,
we
send me a regular.
Same tall girls.
Send me a girl.
Where?
I'm at the Zoo's Zlatého Stromu.
Sorry, wait a minute. Hello, Kyle.
Fucking music. Fucking gay Europe music.
fuck my ego, to fuck my life. So I'm sorry, but which type of girl you want?
Any girl, whatever. What do you got? You got a nice girl, likes to party?
Sorry, I think it will be better if you will come here.
No, no, you got a girl.
The girl here.
She have
it
a girl.
Will be better for you, I think.
No, with a pink vagina, you know, a girl like that.
Sorry.
With a vagina.
I don't know. I'm bartender. Okay.
Okay. Well, send me the girl. Come on, man. Just take the information. I don't care who it is.
I think it will be better if you come. If you
listen,
will come here tomorrow.
Listen. Do your women have vagina or not?
Of course.
Then say that's all I want. You can just send one of those if you want. Just send the vagina down. That's it.
Okay, but you haven't. You didn't prefer type girl?
Do you have blonde girl?
Of course, yes.
Okay, blonde girl, yeah, that kind of girl, you know, sassy, a little bit of sassy.
Okay, but I need your address, I need your name.
I'm at the hotel.
I need your mobile phone.
I'm at the hotel.
Of course, and for how long do you want a girl?
For maybe like 8 hours.
Sorry?
8 hours.
No, it doesn't matter.
Four.
We didn't do this long escort.
Okay, 1 hour then, 1 hour.
So.
Okay.
You know, I think, can you call tomorrow?
No, I call now. Damn it, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I got business to take care of. Right now,
yeah,
I want vagina.
It's very light.
Give me vagina, please. Please, give me vagina.
I'm sorry, but our client, it's clear, not speaking like this.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
Listen, if I come down, they're going to have your vagina. You understand? Don't make me come down there.
Okay, so try to call another cop. Okay?
No, I'm going to take your vagina.
I think it will be better.
I'm going to take your vagina.
Yeah, but you told me some bullshit, something about the code, that's why I like the girls, our girls, and I need if our girls safety, and I don't think so if he will be safety with you. I'm sorry for this.
I think your girls are sick, that's what I think.
But I think she didn't will be safety.
I think you're a donkey.
I don't
you have AIDS. Go away.
She must be safety, and but
I don't want herpes.
Told me the bullshit before.
I don't. Plus, come on.
Some secret code. What is this bullshit?
Because you know, listen. From America, you have to have a secret code when you want to, you know, do it to, you know, with the girl. Because it's not legal there, so you got to have
okay,
a secret
code.
Okay,
tell me your name, please.
This is Valente.
Okay, tell me your name, please.
Valente.
What?
Valente.
Valentin.
Valente.
So, where you stay in hotel?
Yeah, this is Zelatejo Stromu.
Can you spell it?
U-Z-L-A-T-E-H-O. Stromu.
Do you have a handy?
Carlova 6, you know where Carlova is?
Do you have a mobile phone?
Yeah, you ready?
Can you send me, I will give you the number, can you send me the name and the address of
no,
the
No, I can't send
say?
International text, this is my work number. It's from the work, you can call me, but I can't send text international, it's too expensive. They'll fire me from work. Are you crazy?
I ask you, can you send me the name and the address of the hotel where you stay for our mobile phone?
To your mobile phone?
Yeah, we have a mobile phone. I will give you the number of our mobile phone.
And I'll call it. Okay, what's the number?
And can you send me the message with your name?
Hurry up.
The name of the hotel and the address?
Hurry up.
Yeah, you can? Okay,
yeah, whatever,
shut
up.
Phone.
Give me it, damn it. No.
So, it's 7-3-7-6-6-8-2-3-3.
I follow. What's the country code?
+42 and 0. 420,
yeah. Alright, cool. I'm going to call you there.
+42 0 7 3 7 4 2 1 3 2 7 6. No, no, no. It's plus.
Uh huh. 4 2 0 7 6 8 4 2 3 3 4 2 0. Oh, I got it.
No. Listen to me. It's +42 0 7 3 7 6 6 8 2 3 3.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Jesus, let me just call the number. Shut up already.
It's probably gonna be expensive.
The cost of this call is 19 cents per minute.
We pissed off. That cost me 19 cents right there. Just to ring it. Just to ring it. Oh, man. Anyway, everybody, that was a long call to the Czech Republic. That was the Sweet Paradise Strip Club over there.
Yeah, hi. This is Amanda. Welcome to your team.
That lady sounded useless.
That you have still?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm looking for Carl. Please give me a call.
Yeah, last week we had the... Oh, man, the, what was it, a mattress with brown stains for giveaway? I got a lot of people calling, say they were sleeping on the floor, this and that.
I'm sorry you didn't get me a call, but this is Bob Charlie said, I love your show, one love from 105.3 to fire, you heard? One love to all my brethren in Kingston as well. Peace out, much love.
What? What the fuck was that? Hang on. Is this some Jamaican guy calling? From a pirate radio station? It won't play again now. Fucking piece of shit. So did you hear that? We just got a voicemail from some guy in New York. It's like, yo, man. I think it was Great Scott. Let's hear it again. Let me try to boost the audio on it. Boost that gain, Coconut. Come on now. Milkman's not here anymore. You got to boost the gain. You got to learn how to boost the gain and drop the gain.
Working on it,
man. I'm sorry you didn't get me a call. But this is Bob Charlie said, I love your show. One love from 105.3 to fire, you heard? One love to all my brethren in Kingston as well. Peace out. Much love.
105.3 to fire. Nice. 105.3 to fire. Okay.
Where did that call come from?
95.3 to fire. 98.6 the mouth. Let's see what this is. Someone insulted me from phone losers, probably.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How's it going?
Good.
This is Fire Charlie from 105.3.
What's up, Fire Charlie? How you doing, man? Thanks for checking in.
I'm doing well. You know, I just wanted to say that, you know, I got hooked onto your show via Maven. I just want to say much love to you.
Okay. Well, is this like a pirate radio station, or what are you doing exactly?
I run a whole radio station. You know, reggae, R&B, hip-hop, all that.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, 105.3, The Fire is the number one station. You heard?
All right, everybody, 105.3, The Fire. Okay, cool. Way from 98.6, The Mouth, to 105.3. Dude, fucking, yeah,
one
man.
Love, yes.
Yes, one love, Rasta. All right. Bye, homie.
That's cool. There you go. See, there you go. There's your answer, Kokanee. It's Bob Charlie. From 105.3, the Rasta. The what? The Fire? I like it.
I don't think we're adding up before somebody phoning up and putting a plug-in for themselves.
I don't know we're that big already. Is there really such a thing, or is just some guy fucking... I think it's just some high. Oh, my God. Some dude that is fucking high. I don't see a 105.3, the Fire. That's a good name for a radio station, bro. That's cool. There's 105.3, Cat Country. We should prank call 105.3 stations tonight in honor of that guy. Alright, listen, loser saying the chat cam should be up now. Let's take a look here. Well, not the chat cam, but the prank cam. The prank cam. Here we go. Oh, fuck if I didn't forget to record the fucking loss. Jesus.
Hey, listen, by chance, I forgot to set Lost to record, didn't I? It was the...
Probably.
Damn it, man. Could you check to see if it started at 10 instead of 9? It might be a 10 o'clock one.
Okay.
All right, well, talk to you later. All right, well, just let me know on the break. I love you.
All right, love you too.
Bye.
Many flowers.
Yeah, women don't like that. All right, Oz Pizza, where we're going to call
hey,
before.
Check out the prices of flowers. Oh, they're going to go up.
Oh, really? I've heard of this, yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming. They're going to, like, double. Oh, yeah, they just, about 2 weeks before.
Mm-hmm.
And they just doubled.
Man, it's fucking sick. Who cares about flowers anyway, really? They do.
Oh, pizza Fireman, how may I help you?
Hi, what's going on? Listen, you got those pizza runners?
Pizza runners?
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Valente. I was wondering if you had those pizza runners there.
Pizza runners? We are still here.
No, but runners. You don't serve those there, pizza runners?
No, sir, we don't.
This ain't that place by the beach, is it?
No, sir, it's not.
Oh, wow. You know we're near the beach?
No, sir, we're not.
Fuck, man. All right, can I put an order in anyway, then?
Sure can, as long as you're here about 10 o'clock.
Well, you doing delivery?
No, sir, we don't deliver.
Oh, okay. All right, well, yeah, give me an order. Put me down for an order, then.
Okay, what can I get for you?
You got sandwiches there or just pizzas?
We have hot subs.
Yeah? They got deli meat?
No, sir. It's just regular-sized meatballs, and then we have Italian sausage and chicken.
All right. Why don't you put all that in a pizza for me?
So what size?
You have extra large or just large?
Just large.
All right. Put in a large pizza just with all that, and then I just want you to roll. We're going to roll it up.
So you basically, okay, so you want chicken, sausage, and meatballs, okay?
And then we're going to roll it up, the whole thing.
Okay.
That's a pizza runner.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I want to make sure you get it rolled up right there, you know? It's good. You got to bake it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But we don't do that here, then.
What about fryer? You got fryer there?
No, sir, we don't.
Will they still be able to roll up the pizza, though? I mean, that'd be cool, right?
I mean, we can make you a calzone where we just fold the dough over.
No, I want it's like a big pizza. Just roll it up. Roll it up like, you know, like it's a marijuana cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But no, sir, we can't do that.
Right. No, do it. Come on. No, really. It's just folding of the fucking bread. It's just taking the pizza that's made and folding it over twice on top of itself. That's all it is. Am I asking for that much?
No, sir, but may I ask who's calling?
I told you this is Valente. And if I didn't tell you, I'm sorry. But I've explained this well. All I need, very simply, the third place I call. I want you to make the pizza like that, and I want it rolled up. That's it.
Okay, we can do that for you. That's fine.
I want your assurances that it's going to be done. As a matter of fact, who's the cook back there?
The cook, his name would be Marcos.
I put Big Marcos on the line. I got to talk to him.
Marcos, come here.
Hello? Listen, that girl over there said that you said that you're not able to roll up the pizza after it's made. Well, what's your problem, man? Why can't you do it? She says she has a problem with it, but you're complaining that you can't do it.
I mean, I don't know how do you want it, but if you can tell her I can make it.
I'm not gonna sit back there and do your work for you now. You're rolling up this pizza for me right now, son.
Okay.
How are you gonna roll it up exactly?
Yeah.
Now how?
Okay, talk to the lady and tell her, alright?
No, but listen, I gotta talk to you. You're the one doing it. You're gonna mess it up.
No, he said he wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Well.
So you want me to make the roll of pizza and then roll it?
And then roll it up like a joint.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, I can try and see what happens.
Don't mess it up, because if you mess it up, I'm not paying for it.
Alright.
I don't want it to be broke. I don't want any breaks in it or anything like that.
Okay.
Alright. All right, get on it. You got 10. How long is it going to take?
It's going to take like Okay, you can sleep like 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
All right, you got a fryer down there?
If I got a what?
A fryer.
No.
Oh, man, because I'm going to light the end of the pizza, you know, on fire.
I mean, we got ovens, rock ovens.
You got a big microwave you can put it in after you roll it up so it gets, you know, so it stays tight?
I mean, it's not too big, the microwave that we have over here.
I got a big microwave, though. I can bring it.
Okay, you said to the lady because we almost closed at 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay, yeah, let me get the microwave. All right, go put her on. I'll make arrangements. All
right. Okay, sir.
So listen, do I need to bring like an extension cable or do you got one there?
We have a microwave here, but we don't have an extension cord.
All right, so I'll bring my extension cord for my microwave.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
I just need to take down your contact information. I have your name.
Valente.
I just need your phone number.
407.
Mm-hmm.
459.
Mm-hmm.
4534.
Okay, so you want chicken, Italian sausage, and meatball on the pizza.
Right.
Rolling your pizza runner.
Right, and then we're going to roll it up.
Okay, no problem.
All right, cool. I'll see you then. How long?
Even.
10 minutes?
Yes, sir.
I'll be there.
Okay, no problem.
You think they're really going to do it? I'm going to call back in 10 minutes, ask about my fucking pizza joint, my pizza runner. That's an homage to Reckwood. Maybe he'll call in now. What time is it? 9:53? Fuck. Then it reminded me, we're talking about doing food orders and at the end yelling really loud to give me some shit to drink. The dead's here. Everyone run. The dead's here. Everybody run. The dead were finding out. The secret source, the arm. We haven't heard from the arm in a long time, everybody. I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you remember Kokanee, but the arm. You know what I'm talking about? The secret source, he always gives us
the mouth.
Well, the arm is the most secret source, and here we have evidence. Apparently, unbeknownst to us, the dead, speaking of arms, is now a fucking weapon carrier. There you go. There's your proof right there. Posting right there. The dead and his firearm owner's identification card has been tracked by a secret source of the arm. And we're all on alert here. Hopefully he does not come. He doesn't get angry about this and start shooting Madhouse listeners across the country. Did that explain that? What are you doing with weapons, man? What do you need a gun for?
Hold on. I'm
gonna get a hold of that. Why does the dead have guns? Why does he need them? I just pose these questions to you. Oh, man. Oh, the dead's 6 foot tall. That's not bad. 6'1", 158. The dead's like, what the fuck? Yeah, well, dude, you can't take piss out of a pool, sir. You can't take pee out of a pool. You post stuff on the internet, man. We got it here. The arm has it for sure. Hey, Milkman.
What is that?
Hey, Milkman, you're not in the chat yet. Milkman, you're not in the chat yet, but when you do, let me know. I got to send you a link to we got a copy of the dead's firearm weapon carrying license.
Cool.
I'm not kidding you. He has gun ready for us. Alright, I'm sorry, dude. You know, I'm sorry. Maybe I should not have posted that. Look, I'm already in trouble. I did that to the dead. I called Athena, Big Athena. I'm in all hell of a trouble.
I have a gun ready for you.
Man, it's a blast from the past right there. Alright, give me a second. I gotta take care of something here real quick. Be right back in a quick second.
Hey. Listen, buddy, I have reservations there. Confirm them for me immediately.
What's your name, sir?
This is Valente, Jack Valente.
When are you due to arrive, sir?
I'm at the airport now, and I've been waiting on my shuttle. So why don't you start by telling me where my ride is, and then
Excuse me, sir?
Why don't you start by telling me where my goddamn
ride
is? I
heard you, sir. I just don't understand your attitude.
Hey, don't be nasty with me. All I get is shit from you Europeans because I'm American. Don't you be racist with me. This is America. I'm American, and I'm superior to you. Now, where's my ride?
Goodbye, sir.
Fuck you. I'll call him right back, bastard guy.
They hate fucking Americans. Fuck them.
Hello, yes, how you doing? Hello?
Hi.
Yes?
Yes?
How you doing? My name is Chris, and I have a really important question to ask you. Is your manager available right now, the store owner?
No, she only works during the day.
Okay. Well, what position do you have at the store there?
I am a night manager.
Okay, maybe you can help me out with this. All right. This is going to sound kind of crazy, but I've been calling different places, and none of them will let me do it. All right, so my uncle, he's in prison right now. They're planning his execution for next Saturday, and his final meal, he wanted to be at Burger Hut because he loves the hamburgers and stuff. He said they had some of the best burgers. So he's only in there for, well, they charged him with accidental homicide. And what happened was he shot at a guy, and the guy got scared and ran and got hit by a car, and they blamed it on him. So, you know, he wants to know, well, actually, I want to know so I can let the jailhouse and everything know if it'd be okay for him to come in there, sit down, you know, have a couple burgers and get his cholesterol going, and maybe he'll die from the cholesterol before he has to go for the injection. Do you think that's a possibility?
I have no idea. You would have to call the owner, and her name is...
I mean, he won't try to kill nobody in the store. Well, I don't know. His bipolar might come in if he gets the wrong kind of ketchup. He has a thing for Hunts instead of Heinz. I don't know what the difference is, but you know.
Well, you'd have to talk to the owner, and she's the one that makes the decision.
As a matter of fact, if you want to, you know, I can like have you. I can call him. And y'all can talk. Maybe work out a deal or something like that. I don't know.
If you want to talk to her, she's working in the morning. Can you call in the morning?
You know what? Huh? Make him. You know what? If that would not work out, I think he would appreciate it if like the whole staff came down there and saw him at the jail. You know, and at least ate a burger in front of his face so he can kind of taste it in his mouth a little bit.
I can't make that decision.
I mean, I'm trying to make my uncle's last meal something good. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
He don't want no S-car snow. He don't want no filet mignon. You know, he wants some Burger Hut.
Yeah, I know. But I can't make the decision though.
Well, can you write him like, you know, like kind of take a hamburger and smear it on the paper so it smells like a burger, not like a scratch and sniff.
I don't know if I could do that. I
have a question. No, whoa, hold on. I have a question. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I just...
No, ma'am, no.
Ma'am,
no. You do not laugh at a customer.
No,
my uncle's about to die. You don't sit on the phone and laugh. No, this is some serious stuff. I know the term scratch and sniff making him laugh a little bit, but please don't laugh.
I'm sorry.
No, it's too late for apologies. See, people like you, the same one that made my uncle do this. People like you, some man laughed at him at the shoe store for him buying a pair of shoes too small and walking funny, and he gonna shoot the guy. He didn't even hit the guy. He ran in front of the car, and the car hit the man. They blame my uncle for killing him.
Yeah, justice is terrible these days. People just get the wrong idea.
And you got the wrong idea by me.
They
want to judge
quickly.
No. See, you got a wrong idea about me. I'm testing you. This is some serious stuff. This is H-I-R-O-U yellow. Serious. This is serious stuff, and I don't appreciate you laughing.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't know what else you want me to tell you. I'm trying to figure this stuff out. Now, can you please go in the office and grab the code of conduct and find the rule where it says to listen thoroughly to your customers? I'm sure there's one in there.
Well, for one thing, I don't have an office. And I'm just an employee here. I don't make the decisions.
Well, you're her manager, so therefore you have some kind of authority.
I just don't
appreciate you sitting on the phone laughing. Well, my uncle's about to die.
I'm sorry about your uncle, and I'm sorry about the justice system.
All it is a white man trying to pull a black man down. This is some Rodney King type stuff.
I'm sorry.
All you can say is sorry.
There's nothing I can do.
Yes, there is. There's a lot of stuff you can do. There really is a lot of stuff you can do. First of all, you can start by not laughing no more. And second of all, you can start by actually sounding like you care about what I'm talking about.
Have I laughed in the last 2 minutes?
As a matter of fact, you have. You smirk.
No, I haven't.
I'm sure you've been smiling, smirking, giggling, whatever you white people do. I don't appreciate it.
See, now you're being prejudiced against us. And how do you know if I'm white or not?
I can tell you're white.
I could be Mexican, or I could be black.
You're not a Mexican. If you're, you know, a Mexican sleep at nighttime, can't wake up early in the morning and pick oranges, and you're not Mexican.
How do you know I'm not black?
Because if you're black, you would relate to me on the Rodney King situation. That's
well, you're wrong about that.
I'm wrong about, what are you being?
I ain't gonna tell you.
Because you're white. White people are liars.
Is he gonna be mean to me?
White devil. White devil,
honky,
vanilla face. You did this. You did this to my uncle. I'm blaming you on behalf of all the black men in America. I blame you for killing another black man.
It's not my fault.
This is your fault. It is your fault. Oh. It's your fault. That I don't appreciate none of this. NAACP, they ain't helping with nothing. You know what? Malcolm X was right. We should go to beat all, beat everybody, and make y'all go outside and pick cotton for us and work for us, and maybe then you'll recognize something.
Okay, you're right.
Exactly. You know I'm right.
You're right.
You better realize and recognize the kind of stuff I'm talking to you about right now, because people like you are killing my uncle.
I'm really sorry about your uncle.
Yeah. You don't sound too enthusiastic.
No, I am. I'm really sorry about your uncle.
What if it was your uncle? Would that mean to laugh about it?
But you know, my brother got murdered 5 years ago, so I know how it feels when part of your family dies.
Okay, well, ma'am, you were laughing at me, so apparently you don't want no sympathy from me.
I thought it was a joke at first.
No, this is serious business.
Why would you call Bert saying that?
I told you from the get-go, this is some serious stuff, and you had to go and laugh.
Well, I thought you were screwing with me at first.
Okay, well, first of all, my uncle, he's kind of overweight, and I guess has a thing for cholesterol and loves y'all burgers oh so much. So, maybe that's the reason why. You ever thought about that one? I mean, just, you know.
Well, you know, it's people's choice to eat fast food. It's not my choice.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I just had a thought. Matter of fact, what I think is, if this whole lethal injection thing wouldn't have killed him, Burger Hut would have done it.
Well, that's what fast food is. It's full of grease.
Why are you going to stab it? No, no. And since it's so full of grease, you're going to say, Addict, your food is too good for my uncle who's on death row to eat.
But you know what? It's other people's decision to eat fast food and get big and have cholesterol.
I have a question. Do you smoke cocaine?
They know it.
Talking kind of funny. You okay?
What's that?
Are you under the influence at work?
No.
Oh, because you acting like you kind of, you know, a little bit.
Well, no, I'm not.
Okay, ma'am. May I ask you a question? Do you mind if I come down there and talk to you?
Well, actually, I am closed.
You closed?
I'm talking to you on after hours here.
Well, okay, then I guess you get after hour minutes on the phone then.
So I have to go.
Well, go ahead
Girl,
and go. I'm not keeping
home.
You. I'll go to Burger King. I don't care about no anyway. Go ahead. Hang up the phone.
I will.
Go ahead and act the donkey. Bye.
Bye.
Go bye. I said bye. Hello.
That's right, we said bye, everybody. Did we play this music already? I think we did. Fuck. Where were we? Here? Somewhere around here? I don't know. Alright. That's DJ Glowworm, Milkman, good friend of yours. We haven't heard from him in a long time, huh? Play the Milkman song. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I've been looking for the Milkman song. Nunu, if you're out there, I don't know what the fuck I did with it. I can't find the damn Milkman song from last week. It'll be like the fifth time that he's had to send it to me. It's a nice little tune, but I can't find it.
Sure, Nunu will get right on top of that.
Alright.
Anywho, let's call back that hotel from earlier tonight.
That pizza place should have that thing cooked up.
Give them a little longer. At least take longer than they say, you know. Call them after this one here, buddy. Keep me on top of that, though.
The cost of this call is 3 cents per minute.
Oh, man. I got a lot of pain and distension in my abdominis tonight. Listen, this is room number 12. Hello?
It's not room number 12.
Yes,
no.
It is. Listen, I've been waiting for a gentleman to come over here to spend company time with me. I'm looking for the company of a man, and I'm in room number 12. I'm watching you from here. And you keep wanting to do your work, but I want you to come over here now. Stop being silly and come here.
It's not room number 12, no.
I'm watching you from room number 12, but I'm calling from a different time. You understand?
You are not in room number 12.
I'm in the future. Seriously, though, come down and come to room number 12. Spend some time with me.
Oh, he doesn't believe me about the future thing.
You sing it to me if you still remember the milkman, all right? Look who's here, it's the milkman. Look who's here, it's the milkman. Well,
look who's here, it's the milkman.
And a wonder was brought today.
Yeah, let's remember that, everybody. Milkman, that should be your ringtone. Milkman even around? What's he doing? It's silent. Is he all pissed off again? Arbus is queuing up ICP. Oh boy, I just love NSYNC Clown Posse. Those aren't the most annoying fans in the world. I'll give you a list of the most annoying fans in the world. Jets fans, Eagles fans, ICP fans, there you go. Thank you, everybody. Yes, they're not annoying, though. Knicks fans, New York Knicks fans are annoying also. Soccer fans, all of them. Annoying.
A transitory celestial phenomenon of the Mercurian class.
Alright, we're getting a webcam here from Lonesome Loser along with a direct number to the DJ at the place. Take a look at that here and share that with the folks in the chat room. You are listening to Madhouse Radio tonight, for better or for worse. We're in hour number 2 of 3. Is it? Let me turn it down. There you go. Maybe that's better. All right, so I'm looking at a webcam. It's this very old man. It looks about Milkman's age here at this radio studio, and I believe we can call him. All right, I said we phone mob this guy. All right, let me share this link. We got a request to prank coming in from York Duffin. Dufferin's. Yeah, Arbus, it's not a big deal. I'm trying to remember one of those I liked, the Great Malenko. I have that album, but it's just the fans themselves has got annoying.
Hello.
Hey man, we have your pizza ready.
Okay, you do.
Yep.
All right. Well, how long does it, how long are you still open until?
I mean, we're close, 10 o'clock.
Oh, shoot. Is
it
all rolled up and stuff?
Yep.
It's awesome. All right, man, I'll be right there.
How long can I take you, guys? We're very close.
Yeah, I'm going to put my shoes on. I'll be right there.
All right.
Whatever, cool. I'm going to tell him to meet me outside the next time he calls. Well, I should have told him now, right? Because we got a webcam out there. Matter of fact, I could call back and say, hey, just meet me outside because we have the webcam. Maybe we can catch... someone's got to center that. I don't understand the damn webcam. Someone center in the front of that pizza place.
Yeah, I'm just working on it right now, actually.
Yeah.
To get the front of this place.
All right, let's see if they are closed. I'm going to tell them I'm going to be right there at the front. See if they can wait for me up front. But it's insane. Yankee fans don't have to be annoying. They're number one. Okay, true. I think any fans that have, like, a chant, like, you know, the fucking Jets, it's just so... Like I just tell you, I go to like the Ale House sometimes on a Sunday. I'll go to the Ale House to watch NFL, you know, fucking eat wings and watch NFL with Athena or with some friends or something like that. And the Jet fans are there, and all you hear is fucking J-E-T-E-S. It's all, fuck, man, fuck them. They get into fights.
Jets.
Yeah, Jets. Man. Jets.
You know, they have an H on the end of that,
Jets. Jets. All right, I'm waiting for the old guy to come back to the DJ booth so I can prank call him. I believe I shared the webcam with you folks, right? Yeah, there you go. I posted it there.
Someone keeps moving it. Logan Lewis says, quit moving it.
Quit moving it, fuckers. Well, one of those white boys in the chat room. I don't know respect for webcams.
Oh,
is it centered? We're gonna call.
Yes.
Hey, the Depot Diner. Remember, we used to call the Depot Diner on our Monday afternoon shows and Monday morning shows, Milkman. I don't think you were around for many of those, but hey, that's where Ernie used to hang out. Yeah, we had Ernie throw the phone in the trash in the trash can once on video. Oh man, that was funny.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's where that retarded guy was. Hey, I didn't get to see the link to the dead gun license. I have gun ready for you.
All right, I'll send that to you. Or someone else can. Grishnevs and RBZP fans are the most annoying. Or the rudest. They've called me so far. What have they said to me? They call me piggy. They threatened to, you know, force oral sex on me. They've talked about my mother. My mother's a saint. Damn you. But I made this deal with the devil with RBCP. It wasn't for him. The server would have collapsed. Now I'm an indentured servant to Brad Carter. All right, let's call old man at the DJ booth. Carbondale Community Access Radio. All right. What kind of show is he doing? I wonder. Can we play? Is he online? Do they got an online stream? Let's see. Maybe we can play the audio. KDNK. That's almost KDK with an N in the middle. Here we go, listen now. This is the radio station. I don't think it'll put us on the air. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, I'm calling him.
I'm in the burnout right now on my rap computer.
And of course, that was Satchmo.
Long live Rasputin.
Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. The vocal and the trumpet solo was Louis Armstrong also. Well, this is KDNK Carbondale, streaming worldwide at KDNK.org. And let's see, where do we go from here? That's a plenty. Dukes of Dixieland. Here it is.
KDNK, start Ackerman.
Yeah, hey, man, why don't you play some more of that jazz?
What do you think I'm playing?
Miller.
Well, I want you to play some real colored folk over there, and I want to hear this weak white people jazz that you keep playing. The jazz...
What was wrong with Louis Armstrong? And this isn't white folks. Most of these bands are black.
Yeah, but I want to hear some real black people playing real black music, and I would rather hear from an African-American rather than you, sir. You're Anglo-American, aren't you?
What's so white about Louis Armstrong, he says. Well, I got news for him.
Ooh. Ah.
I should have taken it easy on him. It could have been interesting.
Yeah, you know that wasn't going to last.
I apologize. I ruined that. The video stream is off the air. Yeah, the video stream crashed or it's off the air or something. God damn it.
I think he took it off. He figured out people. Oh, those internet kids are pranking me again. I like the station. It's a nice station. All right, let me call him from the other mouth line, the backup emergency mouth line. Miami line.
This time be Jack Masterson and be nice.
Okay.
Telephone, come to see everybody. This is America, the answering thing here. The bone, the tone, leave it. Come to here to make out and to make everything this band to say. Make this tone and the message of the machine to say this is the where to make I feel.
To access your account, please enter your fort.
Hey, this is Jack.
Hello? John who?
Jack Masterson.
And Jack, what can I do for you?
I was wondering, do you take requests there, or do you just have your own preset playlist?
I do. I bring my music in. I take requests,
do?
But I can't play it probably
too much.
In the mood, of course.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear it tonight?
I'd love to hear it tonight. When I was in Vietnam, I used to listen to that a lot, like when I was in the bush. I got shot in the pancreas, and I got type 3 diabetes as a result of it. I went kind of sick, and especially lately here, they took away my VA benefits.
Were you the guy that just called me a few minutes ago?
No, I just started listening a few minutes ago myself, but no.
Oh, okay.
We well, got someone else called?
He was... Very annoying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I do have
Jack
that with me. John?
Jack Masterson, yeah.
Masterson. Jack, I do have that with me, and I'll play it in a few minutes.
All right, can you do dedications at all? Or?
Sure, I can.
Okay.
Want me to dedicate it to you?
Yeah, well, to me and also to my brother Malcolm.
Masterson and Brother Malcolm.
Right, Brother Malcolm. And if you could, you know, do you ever take callers on the air or you just play music?
Yeah, I just play music.
Because I'd like to talk about how Louis Armstrong was a house Negro. And, you know, this guy you're going to play now, he was a field Negro. And the house Negro, you know, was more concerned with his master than anything else. If a fire started in the house, house Negro break his back trying to put the fire out. Field Negro
Fielder go pay for a, you know, nice wind, burn down the master's house.
Okay, understand.
That's the difference between Louis Armstrong and, you know, real African blues.
Say goodbye. Adios.
He begged
me, finally. I should have let him do the dedication, though.
I know, man. Now you don't do it.
I should call back Oscar Esser for the dedication. That's, I don't know what his name is. That's the old dude. He took his video cam offline, though, unfortunately. But I like that music. Reminds me of my... Reminds me of my grandfather. I remember when I was in high school still, and my grandfather's brother, it was my grandfather, I guess it was my granduncle, I don't know what you want to call him.
What was that, 1906 when you was in high school?
No, 1906 I was in high school. When I was in high school, like the mid to late 90s, he used to give me a ride to work or to school or something every once in a while, and there was one AM station in town that played music just like this, like, you know, from the World War II era. And it was like, you know, it was just for, like, really old, like, you know, World War II vets and stuff like that. It was out of Cocoa Beach. Like, out, like, by NASA and stuff. It used to be music like this. You have to listen to it all the time. Yeah, you tell me, yeah, you see, they don't play any of that rap music here. Like, that's right, Uncle Roddy, I know. That guy, he was a trip, man. He told...
Well, somebody needs to let us know if he does play the dedication.
All right. Well, yeah, please let us know. Yeah, don't listen to this show. Listen to him. I remember he told me once when I was 17, I finally got around to asking him about World War II. He was in World War II, but he didn't make it to, like, the very end. He was, like, basically when it was all wrapping up, he was an ace. He was, like, after, like, you know, Normandy and all that stuff. He didn't have much to do. But it was there.
So
he was
more in Laos and Cambodia than he was in Vietnam.
No, not Vietnam. I'm talking about World War II. But he was there after the war too. And
I said Laos and Cambodia.
Yeah, and he told me that his first marriage he paid for for a carton of two cartons of cigarettes. He told me or something. He said the German people were really poor, and that he told me for a carton of cigarettes he had a threesome. I'm not kidding you. He told me this. He's like, for a carton of cigarettes, he had a threesome with a German girl and her mom. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you're actually telling me this? He's like, I can't talk about that. He told me, when you turn 18, I'll talk to you about it. I'm like, okay, cool, man. Yeah. Well, at first he told me, like, we were talking about World War II, and I said something like, yeah, you know, Hitler, you know, talking about his, you know, perfect race. Like, perfect race? Yeah, superior race? I'll give you superior race. Said, I can't tell you now, but when you turn 18 in 3 months, I'll tell you. I'm like, just tell me. He's like, no. When you're 18, you're a man, and I'll tell you, you know, what happened. I'm like, okay. And I asked him, like, after my birthday, like 2 days after, went over to his house. And I said, all right. He's like, oh, it's your birthday, blah, blah, blah. You're 18 now. And I was like, yeah, so tell me that World War II story. And that's what it was. I'm like, oh, really? Like, they did stuff like that back then. Seriously enough, he said, yeah, I mean, that's something. Those Germans are into some freaky stuff, man. For a carton of cigarettes.
Germans are wild, man. Awesome.
Yeah. All right, enough of that music, man. Come on, what are you doing to me? Enough of that, too. 10:26. We're going to be taking a break in about a half hour, and then we'll join Syndicate in Progress at the top of the hour. This is Madhouse Radio, halfway through the show, February 2nd, 2010. Can't believe it's February already. We're gonna call Roscoe's House of Chicken. Stand by.
Manchester, may I help you?
Yeah, this is Roscoe's.
Roscoe's Manchester, may I help you?
Oh, hey, you don't have to be nasty. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. You didn't have to.
I'm not being nasty. I just said Roscoe's Manchester, may I help you?
But when you said it the second time, you're kind of like, you know, like, I already said it, and you're so dumb that you didn't hear it.
How may I help you?
Can I make an order, please?
Go ahead.
I like a 12-piece chicken.
We don't do 12 pieces.
You do 11? I need to have things in multiples of four.
So what are you trying to get?
Well, I can't get anything that's not in a multiple of four because I have OCD and the shit will fucking crack is what'll happen. Hello?
Excuse me now?
Listen, do you have a calculator there? Because I don't know if you know your four multiples.
Well, tell your mama to learn them then.
Tell my mama to learn them.
I'm going to call her a field negro. Tell my mama to line them? Learn them. I get it. I thought she said line them. She said line them.
Tell your mama to line them. My mom already knows them. We'll call my mom down the air and she'll tell you. She knows her four times tables. Four times two. Four times four. Four times five. 20. Right, Milkman, what else you got? You got 4 times 6 is 24.
Hi, thank you for calling Roscoe's on Manchester and Maine.
Who's this? What was your name?
My name's Tisha.
Because you said something about my mother or something?
No, I just got to the phone.
Bunch of field Negroes over there, huh?
Oh, man.
That didn't last either.
I apologize to Tisha.
Hi, thanks for calling Roscoe's on Manchester and Maine.
Listen, I'm sorry. My wife just explained to me that it actually is bad. I didn't know. I thought it was,
So if you call in here to make an order?
Yeah.
Or are you calling here to play on the phone?
No, I'm calling to make an order, but it has to be multiples of four. Like the pieces?
Well, what would you like?
16 piece.
We don't have a 16-piece of what? Chicken?
Chicken, yeah. No, of what?
We don't have
soup.
A 16-piece chicken.
We have 4-piece soup?
We have 4-piece.
Okay. No, but it has to be multiples of four. What about 8?
No.
So what size do they come in? 4 and what?
Our size is, it depends on what do you want for the size.
All right, look, you got five piece, right?
5-piece of what?
Of chicken.
Chicken? No, we have 4.
What do you have in fives?
We don't have no 5.
Anything in sixes?
Can you please stop playing on the phone? If you that bored, pick up a book and read it. You don't have to call here and play on the phone.
I have to call there? Okay, my bad. But no.
Shut down.
You have to call her.
I have no idea how this work can sell anything.
Mommy, you miss me, don't you? Haters wish you could hit me, don't you? You should call me uncle, I understand. I'm backed by popular demand. That new BL slide outside of Popeyes, eating chicken and fries.
Roscoe, may I help you?
Yes, could I make an order for chicken and fries, please?
Sure. You want 3 wings and french fries?
Yeah, that's good. And then I need chicken parts.
You know what? Tell your mama to break her bones and get her chicken parts.
What? Break her bones. Break her bones.
Break her bones and get the chicken parts.
Ask her if she'll give you the fat and the skin.
This is bullshit. My wife refused to record Lost. The fucking woman. Fucking bitch.
Yeah, come holla at your uncle.
I know all the people.
That's a number on to,
You are now listening to phenomenal. Used to bad working VA at the Econolo.
Chicken parts.
Now I'm laying out at the Delano, though. But don't get it twisted. The Uzi's in the line, and no. Hollow tip, dumb dumbs, he flexed like Piranha's
nose. Which is everything that hit his old things around the hole.
Pull up in the L, the
shit's astronomical. Hoes lining up on the curb, they fall like dominoes. Used to have his white bitch, she looked like Madonna,
though. Even the bones.
Even the bones, we can make it into his
house.
I had that long time ago. Butt naked on a balcony at the Delano.
Unless we got some bones. We're calling back later, ask for bones.
Yeah, that bitch is hot. Yeah, but it was time to go. Them hoes coming, eeny, meeny, money mo.
It's called
Corey Fitman working tonight?
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute. I'm back by that new CL slide outside of
Popeye's, even chicken and fries. What kind of song talks about chicken and fries? God damn it. What's wrong with these Negroes these days?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, hi. What's going on? Hello?
Hello?
Vincent?
Yes?
Listen, I'm calling from the telephone administration. Your phone is out of sync and is causing a problem with an underground cable in Illinois. In the United States, when was the last... When was the last time you had this phone line calibrated by the telephone company?
Not this time of the morning, Mitt.
Well, no, you need to tell. You need to calibrate this right now because it's the middle of the night and the phone is ringing off the hook in the hospital. Because
yeah, hi, good.
Calibrate, calibrate it.
You still there? No. I think there's pubic hair on my microphone. I don't know why.
How did it get there? I want to know.
Probably,
the cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
It's probably why Tuck isn't here right now. He probably did it, that pervert.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Yes, hello. This is Valente calling back from the United States Phone Administration. Would you please call us back on your earliest convenience? We have a need of you to calibrate your telephone machine as soon as possible. Your telephone is causing a discrepancy in the underground sea cable, and this is affecting telephones across the eastern seaboard. Would you please call us back at your earliest convenience so we can calibrate your telephone machine for you? The telephone number here is 01-407-449-4534 or something. I don't know.
I gave it my wrong number. And I think I gave it... I think I realized it's 01-407-459-4534. I think... Aren't we... We're just country code 1, right? Isn't that fucking stuck up of us? America's country code number 1. I think that's how it works. And it should be like that. It should be like that. Fuck that. I'm going to try to download... How easy is it to download a TV episode the night that it came out? Is it pretty easy? Isn't it pretty easy these days? Can I go into that btjunkie.com/org and download it? Can I just put in Lost? I just type in Lost and I should be able to download it in like 5 minutes, right? I hope. But I think that they put Lost on one of those Hulus or something, right? Isn't it online, too? ABC Online? Should they put Lost up there, motherfuckers? PirateBay.org, yes, I know. Oh, I know the site. I'm just saying, I've never really tried to... I'm not that into TV where I gotta like, oh my god, I missed a show, I gotta watch it. It's always picked up by the DVR, and if not, it's on like HBO that repeats it again during a week, you know? Well, not on ABC, they don't repeat shit. Bob Charlie saying Hulu.com. So apparently, yeah, Hulu.com. Bob Charlie. Did someone take that name after what I said earlier? Because I got Bob Charlie from, like, the Super Nintendo version of Punch-Out. That was the name of the Jamaican character that you boxed. Eric Verducci calling me a fag. You're a fucking, you know what, you're a fucking nigger lover. And I heard about it too. I heard you got a kid. I'm sorry, I don't use that word. That's a Milkman talking there. Milkman's words, not mine. Alright, let's call the Home Hotel. A good friend's in Tehran, Iran. Stepping on blow, doing a toe tap. The dope return like I had it on low jack. It made its way home like a road map. I father this. If I misled any kid, that's fatherless. Yeah, Kokanee, that's one of the pranks you edited out of that last show. There's one where I called Egypt and I said, yeah, that my wife was in a hotel room in Egypt.
And the guy's like, oh my god.
Well, there was a lady. She wanted to know everything, but she couldn't do anything.
Yeah. Women. I think they know everything.
Hey, what's that Jewish greeting?
The cost of this call is
Shalom.
10 cents per minute.
Shalom Aleichem.
Welcome to Omaha Hotel Tehran.
Aleichem Salam. Acid Pez joining in. A lot of people in the chat room tonight. Hello, everybody. Eminem's in the fucking house. What's up, M?
Eminem.
Hello, Muhammad.
Hello.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Salam home. Salami. Sammy.
Hello.
Sammy Simos.
You want to talk to him?
Yes.
Can you spell the last name?
Sammy Simos.
S-I-M?
Yes, Simos.
We don't have such name here.
Okay, what about Couscous Olmec?
I think I know who you are.
You know, I was reading on the internet that there's a big announcement coming February 11th.
Hold on a second. Talk to somebody else.
On your revolution day, and I want answers.
They're on to you.
International incident. Watch what I'm going to do here. This is for America right now. I'm being transferred to the National Guard. Republican Guard, right? I think I know you.
Hello, Muzbache.
Who is this?
They're calling the Tehran police.
Hello, reception is speaking.
Listen, I was talking to a woman and she said she had to transfer me. Why did she do that?
Okay, what's your problem?
Listen, I want you to put me back to the woman I was talking to before.
Hold on.
MIDI home music. That's like the number one music kind, music genre in Iran right now. I read that on February 11th they were going to make some big announcement. Damn them!
You wouldn't even talk to me. No, seriously, did you hear? Is it the 11th or the 14th? The anniversary of the Iranian Revolution, and apparently Ahmadinejad said that there's going to be an announcement that, what is it? It's going to knock the wind out of the world. What is it? Let me see what he said. Something that next week is going to make some fucking announcement. Maybe not next week. Maybe it's the week after that. I'm trying to find it. Apparently, like, U.S. troops are more on alert, and they're sending more launchers and shit to the fucking Middle East in anticipation of some big announcement.
They're going to announce it during the Super Bowl.
They're the Super Bowl.
Will win.
Well, the explosion will be there. No, let's not say that. Let's not say that. I can't find it now. Let's see. Iran.
That's a great announcement.
I'm looking for it, and I can't find it. February 11th. Here we go.
Colts fans.
Yeah, I think this is it here. Yeah, Iran to deliver. What is it? What did he say? Yeah, Iran, quote, Iran will deliver a telling blow to the global powers on February 11th, apparently. So it's in 9 days. Iranian president says the nation will deliver a harsh blow to the global arrogance on this year's anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. The Islamic Revolution opened a window to liberty for the human race, which is trapped in the dead ends of materialism, Ahmadinejad said during a cabinet meeting on Sunday. If the Islamic Revolution had not occurred, liberalism and Marxism would have been crushed. What? No, who cares? Anyway, Iranians are expected to pour in the streets on February 11th, and it's going to be some big blow to the global powers. I don't know. You think it'll be an announcement that has nuclear weapons? I don't know. Who knows? That'd be something. Maybe a test. They should do a test right then.
The
All right, Mickey Mouse is asking us to do the goddamn prank call. Let's do the goddamn prank call that he sent in. Pull up the email and find out. Commas meant you could lose your common sense before it's too late. All I can tell him is repent.
Miss me, don't you? Haters wish you could hit me, don't you?
Shit is crazy out here, nigga.
You should call me uncle. I understand. I'm backed by popular demand. That new CL.
Hung it up now.
Outside of Popeyes, no, eating chicken and fries. Yeah, no, come holla at your uncle. I understand. I'm backed by popular demand.
Okay, Mickey Mouse sending in a number for Stephanie. She has really bad acne, disgusting, horrible face. She smells, doesn't shave her armpits or vagina. Trust him. Dude, why you know he does? She doesn't? Hey, okay,
yeah.
Sure. I'll take your word for it. You like hooking up with girls with bad acne and hairy vaginas. Hornet's nest. All right, milkman, hey? Look, man, you get that picture of the dead yet?
No, I got nothing.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
Good. Listen, I wanted to give you a haircut. And I wanted to give you some advice on what you can do with tomatoes. You know those little seedless tomatoes? You know the ones I'm talking about? I'm just fucking her up already. I don't know what to do. I'm going to talk to her about her acne. That's horrible. Let's see.
Dude, you got to stretch it out. You got to get her all nicey-nice.
I'm not in a prank. I don't got the pranking juice tonight, man. I don't have it. I'll be honest.
Lego juice tonight.
We'll call Space BS. Lego is a Dr. Lego show tonight. Go to fucking voicemail.
Hey.
Recluse not around yet. He was supposed to be here like, what, 45 minutes ago or some shit? The fuck?
Dude, the music is so loud.
I don't know how you hear the music so loud. Is it loud for you, Kokanee? Or the station, the stream? It's barely hitting the levels up, dude. I don't know.
It's loud, dude. The audio. Then the mic levels are down, because I can barely hear it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Is it, Kokanee? Milkman was talking over you.
I was just saying, it's a little bit, but I find Milkman's mic is loud.
Loud mic, right? See? Loudmouth milkman. Burger Time trying to confuse us, I think. I don't trust any of you. I don't trust you, Burger Time. No, you're all against me. You're all fucking... If I worked at a job where I wrap presents, right now y'all be ripping out my present paper. Yeah, jerks. I'm sorry, Burger Time. I believe you. All right, we got another Vincent. Let's give another Vincent a call. Yeah, phone's ringing. Fuck it. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
It's Valente. Who's this?
What's your name?
It's Valente. You want a mattress, kid?
No, no.
No?
Faggot real.
You're faggot real?
Yeah.
Oh, word?
No, it's not.
Uh-huh.
You're
so fat.
Uh-huh. You stop it.
Okay. All right. Uh-huh. Kid, you have a crappy cell phone. Ooh, can you go to a better area? Walk outside. Walk outside with the cell phone real quick. It's cool. Open the door. Daddy, my mom, your mom told me it's cool.
Cactus.
Oh, it's a cactus guy. Hey, cactus guy, don't go. Go, come on. Fucking cactus guy. I want to talk to that fuck. God damn it. He got us again. I want to make this kid run out in the traffic. How come Cactus Guy sounds white and somebody has a kid that sounds black? Hmm. I looked at A13 asking if I said no. I didn't say that I never torrent, homeboy, but I just said I don't really torrent for stuff like Zero Day. Like, I don't go crazy over movies. Even movies, like... Documentaries. If I hear of a good documentary that comes up, for some reason in Orlando, there was one movie theater that used to bring all the good documentaries that I hear about and read about that I'm interested in. There was one movie theater here in town, and they stopped releasing them at there. They stopped picking them up there as much as they used to. They're just still playing a lot of independent films, and they play old movies, like cult flicks and stuff like that. But they stopped bringing the nice documentaries, and the fucking place is so expensive. It's one of those places where you can have dinner right there while you're eating. Like, popcorn costs is like, it's like twice the price it costs at the regular movie theater, which is expensive as balls as it is. It's all organic food there, organic sandwiches, organic popcorn with organic butter. Oh, god damn it. But yeah, they had one place and they stopped, so the only source I got for some really good documentaries is to download them sometimes. There's some website out there that uploads a lot of documentaries. And I wanted to mention, there was one that I watched recently called The Entrepreneur. If you get a chance to get it on Netflix or download it or watch it online or whatever it is, look for a documentary that came out last year called The Entrepreneur. It's about this guy who designed one of those really failure cars of the 80s. I'm trying to remember which one it was exactly, but he was trying to get into a deal with... The Dodge Stratus, yeah, that's what it was. He was trying to get into a whole deal with bringing Chinese cars to the American market. Very low price, you know, like cutting down, you know, the price of the whole deal. But it didn't work out because the deal fell through, and this company is called Chery. C-H-E-R-Y out of China. Like one of the biggest car companies in China. They make really, really cheap cars. And this guy came and said, hey, here's my idea. You know, you come to America, and I'll get the dealers and all that. We'll sell these Chery cars, and apparently Chery decided to go with like GMC, I think, or something. Some one of the big companies. I don't even know whatever came about it, but whatever. If you get a chance, look for it. Okay, guys, just look for it. All right, we're a little away from the break still here.
Got the name for the car, the Dodge Stratus.
The Dodge Stratus, is that where it was? Yeah. Eric asking how much long. Eric, I got about an hour left of me, an hour and 10 minutes, and then I'm going to sign off here. We're going to be taking a break, which would be about 5 or 6 minutes long at the top of the hour.
Eric,
so
call in. Call in, Eric, and do a call.
Reclude's wanting to call in. Eric's wanting to call in. We're inviting. Of course, Eric is more than welcome to call in.
Reclude ain't going to call.
Yeah, he just did right now, but I can't take it. I didn't get a chance to take it. Hang on, let me see if that was him. Hang on. I think it was, but I was in the middle of talking and I didn't get to it in time.
We want to hear Eric.
Oh, we want to hear Reclue too. Maybe we can put Eric and Reclue together and they can, you know, make friends. Call and eat. I'm going to call this other Vincent Kelly here. Vincent Kinsley, rather, in Lancashire, England. Let's give them a call here, folks. Don't go anywhere. Uh-oh. That's not right. Can't do that. I was playing the break music already. Stop it.
We want to hear it.
The cost of this call is 2 cents.
This is, I need to speak to Vincent, not you.
Please.
This is Valente.
Who?
Valente?
Who's that?
He's not what?
Sorry, who are you?
This is Valente, I'm with the phone administration.
The phone administration?
Yes.
And what's that?
We'll administer the phones.
Just give me a moment, please.
Thank you. wonder what happened to Tuck tonight, right?
Hello?
Hello, Vincent.
Yeah?
Listen, your telephone is not calibrated, and it's causing a problem with the phone network on the eastern seaboard. I wanted to know if you would be kind enough to go outside and calibrate your phone line for us so we could solve this problem before it becomes an issue in the morning.
Who is this?
This is Valente. I'm calling from the United States Phone Administration.
Who do you think you're calling?
This is Vincent at 9756.
Right, and where am I?
Oh, you're in England.
So what are you phoning for?
Well, your phone is miscalibrated and is affecting the phone lines here. Several of the phone lines over here are being affected by yours.
In what way?
You're pulling the same phone traffic that our phones over here are pulling. We need you to recalibrate the telephone machine outside.
And who are you? What company are you?
I'm with the United States Phone Administration.
The United States Phone Administration?
Yes.
What, is that a government body?
Oh, yes, it is. Absolutely, sir. That's
And what's your name?
My name is Valente.
And what's your phone number?
It's 407-459-4534. You have to dial 01 at the beginning if you're calling from the UK. Now, we have we have administration of all the phone network under the or under the realm of NATO. Are you familiar with NATO, sir?
Oh, yeah, very good, yeah.
Okay, so that means that we require you to recalibrate your phone immediately.
And what would recalibrating mean?
Well, you need to go outside and press the recalibration button. You hold it down for 10 seconds, you let it go, and you test the phone.
Go outside where?
To the phone machine box.
The phone machine box? What's the phone machine box?
It has this phone machine box on the front. It says phone machine, it's a box outside.
Oh, yeah, very good, yeah.
Do you know where it is?
No, do you know where it is?
I can send a signal to it so it makes a noise. And it also has a light, but most of the time the light's already out. It doesn't work anymore, it's old. But I can send a signal.
Very good, yeah.
Well, do you want to go outside and I'll send the signal now? Put the phone down and go outside.
Yeah, you send the signal to it, yeah.
Well, you got to go tell me, you're going to go outside now and I'll send it.
Yeah, I'm stood outside now.
Well, you're inside. Come on, don't be a donkey. Where are you? For real, where are you? You're outside or inside? Don't waste it costs money to send this signal now. And if you're making me if you're making me send a signal and you're not really outside, we're going to charge you for it.
Right.
We're going to charge you in United States dollars now. That's not pounds we're talking about. This is real money.
Right.
Now listen, you go outside and recalibrate that phone line right now. There's going to be hell to pay in the morning.
No, that's right, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm there now.
Well, could you put your wife on the phone again?
No, I haven't got a wife.
No. She's your girlfriend or your wife?
No, I haven't got a wife or a girlfriend.
Well, who is that? Your daughter?
No, that was me that answered the phone. I have a very high-pitched voice when I'm disturbed in the middle of the night.
Oh, so that's your real voice? Do you wear panties also at night?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And a dress?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah? That's nice. You like how it feels on you?
Yeah, very good, yeah.
Woman's clothing and panties?
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely, right? Feels good?
Yeah.
You have to get naked for men?
Yeah, you realize this is going nowhere, don't you?
Yeah, I kind of get to that point, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, what do you think? You give it, do you have, let's say 1 to 10. How would you rate it?
Yeah.
Well, give me some criticism, old man. Come on. Well, between 1 to 10, 1 being the highest, 10 being the lowest.
Right.
What would you rate this call? 4?
It's somewhere in the region of no, I would have thought.
No? You didn't like it much? Yeah. Do you like wind-ups, prank calls, stuff of the sort?
Yeah.
Now, do you have any suggestions for next time?
You could not bother.
No, I'll call again, probably.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. What time is it over there?
I don't know.
No? Late? Were you sleeping?
No. We're playing cards.
Oh, cards at this time?
Yeah.
What do you play, Gin Rummy?
No, no, just solo.
Solo? Solitaire?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, you want me to send you one of those computer decks?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, you got a computer? I'll send you some CDs with games on them and stuff. I download them from torrents.
Send it down your signal when you recalibrate the phone.
Oh, okay, I'll do that. Give me like 3 minutes, I'll send that signal, all right?
Okay,
then. All right, you old horse's cock. See you later, buddy.
Okay, then.
All right, then.
This is the old man's honest when a prank call isn't going anywhere. Man, that was nice of him. Rick Luke confirming he will be giving us a call when I tell him to call. Eric Verducci, still my word. All right, talking about that break, motherfucker, we're going to take it right now. This is Madhouse Radio for Tuesday, February the 2nd. A slow night, but a night nonetheless. When we come back, we got more numbers to get to. Lonesome Loser has sent in numbers for A. Queenie, Colin E. Turk, and A.J. Jones, all in England. We got a few requests to prank some here also. We got a number for Jolene in Seattle. It was sent in by Justin. We'll get to that. York sent us a number for a Motel 6. We got a guy named Patel. Imagine that. Running the phones over there tonight. We'll give him a call. Problem being, York failed to give us the full number. It's missing one digit. Well, York, if you're still listening to the show, if you're still listening, resend your request to prank over there with a full number, buddy. The website is madhouselive.com, cactiradio.org, or no, cactiradio.com, phonelosers.org, that is. RBCP downloading it right now. What a monkey, that guy. Already? It just, how did it just come out? If that's what you're talking about. And then we're talking about the lost episode or the fucking something else. Whatever. All right, Milkman, Coconut, stay around. I had Milkman on mute that whole time. I don't even know. Milkman, you monkey. He's muted himself. Oh, fuck you then. Be right back in a moment. Thank you.
We'll be back right after this.
Yeah, hi. Is this the Indian place that you make the orders at? They come pick it up?
Yeah.
I'd like to make an order, please.
This is not the Indian place. This is a kebab palace.
Oh, you guys do kebabs there?
Yeah.
But it's Indian people?
Sun and Rainbow.
Is it Indian people?
No, this is not Indian. This is Afghan restaurant. This is a Mediterranean restaurant.
Oh, that's disgusting stuff. I don't...
Yeah, you are disgusting and stupid. Don't call here no more. It's stupid.
You fucking asshole, bastard.
You fucking asshole. You're disgusting. What kind of person are you calling here? You don't want to order, don't order.
I don't want to...
Talking bullshit. It's stupid.
I don't want to... good. Wow, jeez. Those people just... Everybody, is it a full moon or something tonight? Good God. Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order, please.
We are closed for tonight, sir.
Bullshit, you disgusting monkey immigrant bastard.
You fucking piece of shit.
You fucking... How many fathers do you have? I bet you have more than...
I got your number. I'm going to report you. You know that? You're calling to the business that you're bothering them?
I don't care what the problem is. I'm going to...
What is your name?
I'm going to...
What is your business to calling here? You're saying disgusting?
You're disgusting multiple...
You fucking piece of shit... Asshole, why are you calling here?
How many fathers do you have? I asked you several times. Go ask your mother.
How many?
Go ask your mother.
I'm your dad, you know, piece of shit, motherfucker. You just come, your man come face to me. Then I show you how many. Then I'll tell you who I am.
I'm going to kiss
you. Piece of shit, motherfucker.
You smell...
Yeah,
I
didn't
plan on this, Joan. I didn't plan on this, and I don't expect you to bring this on me either. You understand? Hello?
Pardon?
I didn't plan this. I didn't plan for this to happen.
and I don't expect you to bring this on me either like you are, woman.
What's the matter with you?
You've got people over there who are making blasphemous statements about the Virgin Mary. And I'm calling to tell you, you do not make these statements. Do you understand?
I beg your pardon?
You made blasphemous...
Are you mental?
No. I'm American. You made blasphemous...
I know. I can hear you're American, but are you mental, ringing here? I shall call the police.
You will do no such thing.
I will.
I command you not to, under the name of the United States of America laws.
Oh...
Look, I'll speak to my police first before you go around calling, making half-truths about me and the Virgin Mary or Blessed Mother. You understand? Joni. She's all angry, full of piss and vinegar.
Jesus Christ. Right from the beginning, right from the get-go, she's like,
hello?
Listen, what's with the woman there talking rude to the men on the phone with smart with the mouth?
What do you want? What can we do to help you?
I've got a complaint that your people are making blasphemous comments about the Virgin Mary.
I really don't understand what this telephone call is about.
Well, someone over there is making blasphemous statements.
What are you talking about?
Blasphemy, sir.
Who are you calling?
Huh? Joan Wilson. I have her on record here of making blasphemous statements about the Virgin Mary and the Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church?
Yes. You're a Catholic, aren't you not?
No, sir. I'm not a Catholic.
Even worse, then. You're making statements about a church that you don't even belong to. Who are you to make judgment against the Catholics?
I don't make judgment on anybody.
Well, your wife is making blasphemous statements about Catholics.
Oh, don't be silly. Of course she isn't.
No, I have recordings. I have recordings and records and IP addresses here and everything.
I don't know what this is about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm calling to inform you.
Really are speaking. You're not talking sense.
Well, I'm calling you from the United States of America, and I'm here to inform you that I'm placing a lawsuit on you, and I need you to tell me how do you plead, guilty or not guilty, of making blasphemous statements.
Guilty.
Look, guilty? All right, I've got you down for guilty then. All right, that's an admission of guilt.
Look, are you not listening to me?
No, I didn't. Listening. You said guilty.
I said not guilty.
Yeah, but you...
I don't propose to talk anymore. Look, you're not listening to me.
No, I am.
You're talking to me from America.
Uh-huh.
Look, this is... Not, if you ring again, I'm serious. If you ring again, I shall have you traced. And talking about blaspheming, I shall be having you in front of the police. And
oh,
you'll
yeah.
be in trouble.
Listen...
So would you kindly stop ringing me, and that's it.
If you know what's
do
good for you...
If you know... what time it is here?
No, I could care less what time it is over there.
Young man, look, put the phone down on me. Please don't phone again. There's nothing we can do to help you. There's no point in you talking about blasphemy. There's no point in you talking about religion. Just forget about it.
Don't you dare call the police. If you know
the wrong track.
If you know what's good for you, will not. If you know what's good for you, you won't call the police. Yeah.
His number is 01407 459 459 4534.
Oh, this is interesting.
Just take your phone off the hook.
Oh, damn it.
You're listening to the Cacti Radio Network.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, this is Alan.
What?
This is Alan. And I need a ride home.
Where you at?
I'm moving in to the bar.
What? Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, that is the taxi service.
Man, who the fuck is this?
Is this the taxi service?
Man, I'm about to fucking whoop somebody's ass. Who the fuck is this?
Is this the taxi service, sir?
You think that shit funny, huh?
Is this the taxi service? Yeah, it's taxidermist when I put your head on my motherfucking wall, motherfucker.
Look, sir, I got a man over here. He done diarrhea all over himself. We need to get him out of the bar. We're
yeah.
Hitting the berry.
Yeah, I give you fucking man got brain about sticking your ass. Who the fuck are you?
Look here, sir. Now, I don't understand you. I don't appreciate your violence with me. Now, I'm the manager here at the bar, and I need to get this man out of here. He's drunk and he can't drive. Now, are you going to help us out or not?
Oh,
you jive turkey ass motherfucker, what is your problem now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy. You don't talk to me like that now.
Jive.
Who are you? You damn racist people over here riding on car taxi company. You gonna come pick the man up or not?
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who you speaking to, son? What's your name? Let's speak to your manager.
I don't know, but you better talk white in about 3 seconds or your ass gonna be fucking knowing something about fucking off, buddy.
But now, I need to know if you can come pick up the man or not.
Where the hell are you?
We're over here at Dickie Doo's in DeBerry.
Dickie Doo's?
Yeah.
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge you, guy? Pick somebody up over here to the taxi cab.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxi cab. I'm coming fucking picking somebody up. I'm whooping goddamn ass.
I kicked your ass, you son of a bitch, than your goddamn mother.
What?
I'd murder your mother.
You motherfucking nigger, how you like that, you piece of shit?
I'm not a fucking nigger, you son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
He's probably a nigger, man.
What?
What you doing? Oh, sir. Well, let me speak to Michael Frazier.
Man, I'm a motherfucking sister private goddamn phone. It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
What you call, bro? I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, cracker.
You got 3 letters.
Listen here, cracker.
I'll show you some fucking 3-letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here in your taxi. I'm going to urinize in your gas tank.
I don't give a shit about that thing. I'll
your
see you
job, doctor. Okay.
Mud in your ass.
Shut up, motherfucker.
I don't know who the fuck you are.
Who you? Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This is motherfucking white man.
Shut up.
Don't want to hear.
I must have the wrong number then.
Yeah, you got the fucking wrong number, so fucking don't call this number again.
Listen here. Hang on.
Listen here. You tell me where the fuck you are, and I'm going to come in and
hello.
You
this
ass.
Is, I'm David, the manager here at the bar. What seems to be a problem?
I don't care what the fuck is wrong, but someone's calling up my goddamn phone. I ain't a fucking taxi cab.
Hey. Now listen to me. I heard I've had you calling this establishment plenty of times now, and I'm going to have a trace. Why are you calling here being violent? We've had some guy calling here making racist comments before. Is this him?
I ain't calling making racist comments. I'm calling racist comments now because I want to hear some fucking nigger call me.
Leroy over here saying you're calling him a nigger and stuff.
I am calling him a nigger because he's calling my goddamn phone. So
why do you have to call people nigger for? What's your problem? Is this we calling the taxi service and trying to get in touch with Mr. Frazier?
You don't.
Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not ever, ever make you who you are.
Sorry, that took longer than I said it would. But I'm here now. Thanks everyone for tuning in to Madhouse Radio for February the 2nd. We've got about 45 minutes left of show. After that, RBCP taking over at Cacti Radio with a phone show. Of course, Madhouse Rotation always at madhouselive.com.
finally got shit working over here. Good deal. All right, everybody, as said, we're joining in for the last hour of Madhouse Radio. Coconut, can you give main stage information to Tuck over there in the chat room? Do you have the password, or is that Milkman only that has it? He's trying to get in. Milkman's away now, so I don't know the password. I don't know it. All right, everybody, welcome to Madhouse Radio. Let's go ahead and do some more prank calls. Eric, if you wanted to call Eric Verducci, talented prank caller, legendary prank caller from the internets, he's checking in tonight, at least in the chat room at madhouselive.com. Be sure to call in. Let me know if you're going to first. I'm sure we had a clear line for you, so. A pure evil has sent in a prank call request. Indeed, I see that, sir. Or ma'am. And check that out. Acid Pest sent in a request also. York resending in the request. There you go, Big York. Good work, my homie. Alright, we're going to call Patel at the Motel 6. York finally got around to sending the number correctly this time.
Hey, Kokanee, let's go into the regular room. We'll go in there.
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
Hey, Big Tug. How you doing, man? TuckerMike.com in the house, everybody.
Am I in here? Oh, hey, here I am.
Hello.
Hello.
I want to speak to Patel.
You're on. May I know who is speaking, please?
This is Valente.
Huh?
This is Valente.
Yeah, the Patel, you want to talk to Lalu Patel?
I just want to talk to Patel.
Pardon?
I just want to talk to Patel.
Patel is not available today, so tomorrow morning you just call him.
Now listen, Jerky, I can't believe I just said that. Listen, Jerk, where are you from exactly? India, are you from Bengali or where?
What is the purpose of you?
Well, no, because I need to get information here because I found some stuff outside of your hotel. And I want to complain to Patel right now.
Okay, let me call my manager. What is your cell phone number?
407.
407.
459.
459.
4534. There's condoms outside of the hotel. Condoms on the ground, on the floor.
Oh, what's your room number? You stayed in the hotel?
Number 12.
Which 12?
12.
No, can you tell me your room number?
12.
We don't have only 12 room number.
No, 112.
Huh?
112.
112?
Hmm.
Okay.
Listen, why are there condoms outside in the parking?
Outside in the parking?
There's condoms here. Do people have sex in the parking?
Uh-huh.
They do.
Well, right now I don't have any guy available, so I will tell tomorrow morning.
Well, is there evidence that people are, like, fucking in the parking lot, having sex in
what
the fucking parking
please?
Lot?
What is your name?
Prostitutes doing cocaine in the parking lot? Is that what this is? This kind of place?
No, you just wait until tomorrow morning.
Listen, why are you fucking skirting the issue? Because it's true, isn't it? There's people do prostitution in the parking lot.
Yeah, what is your name, please?
Valente.
Huh? Valente?
Yes.
Okay.
Listen. Listen, sir, is Banchud there?
Huh?
Banchud.
I don't know.
You are Banchud.
Stupid ass. We've all had sex in that fucking, what's it called? Parking lot before? I'm sure we all have. Who hasn't? Maybe Reclude hasn't. Reclude, give a call if you want, man. Reclude! Someone's calling her.
Big Reclude.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Yeah, who said I had a fucking bang in a parking lot?
You never have. Come on, man.
No, I have. That's what I'm saying. You're trying to say I haven't. It's bullshit.
Yeah, not outside, not like on the fucking on the lot itself. Like in the car, you know, you don't have sex on the tarmac or whatever. No one does that.
No.
But in the car,
backseat. Somewhat clean.
Yeah, man, that's nice. You get your girl right on top of you. Hell yeah, dude. What's going on, man? You're all up in the music production and shit now, huh?
I go back and forth. Now it's like, so I'm actually going to be in fucking Florida.
Yeah?
Down there, 15th.
Yeah, you were telling me about
that. I'll be there for a week. I'm going to Miami, but I'm going to be in like Fort Myers. I'm going to Miami for a couple of days, and I'm coming back.
Kick ass.
So I'll be down all around there, so I'll have to come check you out.
Yeah, you got to come. Maybe you're going to be here on the Tuesday. That's when we do the show now.
Yeah, I might be able to.
There you go.
I'm thinking.
Cool, man.
It'd be nice. I'll be flying in, but I'm gonna like a lot of my family's down there. I might get to come. I'll see.
All right, yeah. Let me know, dude. Sit down on the show. We'll do some pranks together. It'd be cool. Zolar's done it. You'll do it. Hell, it's fucking, you know, the fucking kings of pranks. Yeah. So hey, before we get into the pranks, you got any websites you want to plug real quick? I know you've had some stuff online or anything you're working on. You want people to go to, vote for, or anything like that.
Shit, right now, not really. Just trying to. I'm actually. You know who Waka Flocka is? You ever heard of him?
No.
Fucking rappers like Gucci Mane shit. Well, I'm trying to get. I'm like in the works to get like tracks for their people. Like I had some people stop through the other night that were like supposedly signed to like Convict.
Okay.
Which is like Akon. So I'm like getting, so hopefully, basically right now it's just I got a bunch of connections. I'm just making a bunch of music for people. And okay. We'll see if anything sticks.
You're still working out of Ohio though, like Cleveland shit or wherever?
Yeah.
That area?
Like Columbus, yeah.
Columbus.
Still working out of there. But it's nice because people like, the other night, like people will come on tour and then they'll call real quick. Like just when they're in town, they want to do like a verse or something like that.
Right, right. I gotcha.
Call up local studios, and since I got like a good studio, like we're in the phone book and shit, though, people will call me up.
Right,
like fucking, of all people, you know who called the other day and I fucking blew him off. I didn't know it was him.
They call him, man.
Fucking Jadakiss. You ever heard of him?
All right. Fuck.
You know who that is?
No, who?
Jadakiss?
Oh, Jadakiss, I know. Yeah, no, Tuck was talking. I know Jadakiss. Yeah, so really? Him?
Yeah, because I don't know. He has some people in town or whatever. I blew him off once.
Okay.
Well, I blew off the guy that was trying to bring him because it's the big drama situation. I didn't really believe him, but then, of course, it was him, and he was supposed to come in, so I blew him off once. And then the other day, I'm sitting there. I'm, like, up to my ass in work. And I'm all like, I got his number, but no, we can't prank him. I feel really bad.
Right, right. Fuck.
So he called up, and I'm just like, I'm busy, and I'm like, God damn it. So I was kind of like, he was like, rah, rah. I was like, look, dude, I can't hear you. I was kind of mean to him. I felt bad, though.
Yeah, well, fuck
it. And like, I called my dude. My dude actually knows him, or knows of him, his people or some shit. So I asked him, and it turns out, yeah, he was in fucking town, and that was him.
Oh, fuck. So, well, whatever. He's like, fuck you. You're wasting my fucking time.
I can't do that anymore, dude. I'm going to have to take everybody seriously.
Oh, shit. All right.
Call, because it is, I mean, it's like, it doesn't seem like it in Ohio, but like, I mean, everybody comes through here on tour, just about.
Right.
More, not this city is not visited as regularly as like Cleveland, Cincinnati, but we do get a lot of people coming through here.
Yeah, I was going to say, Columbus, especially in the music scene, has been pretty big not as of late, but I mean, it's no small potatoes, right, lately. It's moving up.
Cleveland's always been big. It's one of those. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's all right. I mean, Columbus is all right. I'm just trying to honestly get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I hear you.
Cool. I mean, I'm really just like, I've got some really good connections in the industry right now, and I'm just trying to basically send people music, like, nonstop.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
I had the guys that came through last night, I was playing them some shit, and they fucking wanted me to take off. I made songs already with some people. It's actually on, you can hear a couple of my beats on myspace.com/reclude. I think I got samples of my shit up there.
All right, everyone check those out. Hey, dude, I just sent you a whole list of sent you a whole list of numbers that we can fucking call.
Yeah, let's do it, do it. So all right. What was I going to say to finish up?
For example, we got like this Skynet 360 in Homestead. That's kind of close to where you're going to be. Well, you said you might go to Miami. Something about, I don't know if you see that one there, Skynet 360, you see that?
What's that about?
I don't know, Skynet 3, it's probably like a club or something like that, Skynet 360, I would say. Latina woman. Let me see, we got numbers in the UK. Yeah, you always have fun calling and messing with old people in the UK. We got a bunch of those there, got three or four of them.
I've been looking at some Monty Python.
Oh, yeah, yeah, hell yeah, Monty Python's classic, man.
They had one where, like, Hitler was... like Hitler was staying in a bed and breakfast.
Oh yeah, with Patton. Yeah, I remember. He's like, no, it wasn't like, no, not with Patton. With he changed his name, Hitler or something, Hilter or something like that.
Hilter.
Yeah. And like he's like doing a big speech outside. He's like, do like that. And the one guy's like he had nice legs or something. Like that's all he knew.
Just saw that. That was awesome.
He's got nice legs. All right, we're going to call Ireland. This is the Crescent Townhouse, all right, man?
The what?
The Crescent Townhouse. They're in Ireland.
Ireland, okay.
Ireland. Crescent Townhouse. Nobody go anywhere. Reckless on the air. We're going to do some prank calls here. Thank you, sir.
What's that?
Ireland? Yeah. Townhouse in Ireland. Belfast.
All right. Belfast.
Good morning, Crescent Townhouse.
Listen, I'm coming from the airport. I would like directions to your place there.
Is it the city airport you're coming from?
What?
Is it the city airport or the international airport?
No, the international airport.
International airport, no problem. You drive or just follow the signs towards Belfast?
No, I don't drive. I need directions from the airport.
You don't drive?
No.
Are you getting the bus then?
Pretty much.
You get the bus all the way into the Belfast, sort of the bus depot.
The depot?
Yeah, just stay on the bus until it sort of reaches its final destination, in other words. Then you go up, you'll be on Victoria Street. Okay?
Listen, I want to make sure you've got a room set aside for me.
Have you booked with us, or...?
Yes.
Yep,
well,
actually,
sure now. What? Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes,
Vicar, John Vicar.
John Vicar. Hold on 2 seconds, I'll check for you now.
Hello, what?
Hold on 2 seconds, I'll check
for you
now.
I'm waiting for the bus in just a little bit.
I'll check for you now.
What? Hello?
Just a little bit.
Go ahead.
Okay, yes, so go to the... Yes, go to the bus till the bus
demo.
Hold on
a second, Okay, this man told me that I'm headed the wrong way.
Well, where are you at the moment?
I'm pretty much at the International Airport.
Yeah, if you can find... Yeah, the bus is there.
Bus is taken there.
The bus should be just...
Tells me I'm going the wrong way. I just want to make sure if I got a room.
Yes, yeah, you've got a room.
Wonderful, wonderful. And how much will this be past the... I put down a deposit.
Was it a suite or just
wait
normal
a minute.
Room?
Okay. So how much were the deposit? Because they put a £50 charge on my card.
£50? And is it a single room you're in or a suite?
Well, it's just a suite.
If it's a 50 deposit, the single room is 75, so it's...
£25. Whoa. Wait. I got this off of Orbitz on the internet, and they were telling me pretty much £50. We can use it for a room, get it for a couple of days.
If you did something on an offer, it hasn't been written down. But
Oh, Lord. Because I'm coming to Banana. I'm I don't know what'll happen if I don't have a room. Because I've got a room, I've got no place to go. I'm not exactly a young chicken no more. What am I,
no,
where am
okay,
I supposed
isn't
to go? What?
No, that's okay. I might
I'm
be wrong about
the airport. I'm coming from the international airport.
Yes.
I booked a room on Orbit. Now, I was looking at the, what is it, the LonelyPlanet.com guide, and they said it was a good room. I went on Orbit to book it, and now I'm wondering who charged my card and if I'm out some money, and where am I going to stay?
Well, no, if you booked it that through us and you were talking to them, that's an offer. I just
okay,
haven't got
pretty
it written
much,
down here.
All right.
But it might be, so once you, by the time you come in, I'll sort it out, I'll find out.
Okay, that's cool. Well, let's sort it out right now because I'm going the wrong way in a bus, and everybody's kind of rude in this country, I must say. Everybody's been quite an asshole to me. I can't even get the right way in a bus, and then so you don't know if my credit card is charged or not. I'm going the wrong way in a bus. I just come from the airport, and these bus tried to steal my luggage. But got run around the country already. I'm about half shitted because I went and had a couple pints at the place. So we need to figure out something real quick. Do you guys deal with the internet?
No, we don't. We don't have.
Somebody's pulling a joke. Somebody's pulling jokes. Somebody took my credit card. Maybe some Nigerians got my credit card numbers running around with it.
Can I have your mobile number here? I can have a
excuse me.
To check something.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. I'm going the wrong way in this bus. Let me write it down for you.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Listen, what's your street address? So over there.
Botanic Avenue in Belfast.
Okay, let's see here, Belfast. Botanic Avenue.
Yeah, hold on. I'll give you the first address. 13 13.
Okay, 13.
Lower Crescent. Crescent.
It's not a. Is this a Muslim sort of place?
No.
Okay, right.
So is it right. Then Belfast, just.
Right. Okay, will you get on the line with this man and tell him better directions? I'm out of my ass here. I can't find my way around the city.
Yep, no problem.
I keep on. Hold on one second. Let me get Carla. Hello, Carla. Hello, mate. Get on the phone, you...
Hello?
Right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, madam? Sam?
Hello?
Yes, what do you want?
Returning to main menu. You have 50 new messages. To listen to your messages, press 1.
You want to call them back or you want to call somewhere else?
Press 2. For Goog 411,
no,
press 3.
General. I had like no fucking premise.
Settings,
yeah,
press 1.
I know. That was wacky.
I'm sorry. I said to call your messages,
on.
Press 1. To place the call, please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
All right, Duke's at Queen's Boutique Hotel in Northern Ireland.
The Queen's, Sandy speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, sir. I was calling about reservations. How to make them, how not to make them. What's the protocol?
Oh, right, no problem. Is it for booking a room?
What?
Is it for booking a room?
Right.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Are you looking to book a room?
I was looking, but I want some more information about the safety of your parking lot, or what you call a car parking.
Yes.
Is it safe? Are there condoms there on the floor?
I was just at a hotel and they have condoms all over the floor. I left in disgust.
Uh-huh.
I don't want any... Go ahead. Look, I'm sorry. I have a problem with interrupting.
We don't actually have a car park available, but there is on-route parking.
Yeah? Is there an elevator there?
Yeah, there is indeed.
Do you have televisions in the... I mean, you're so archaic, you don't have car parks. Maybe you don't even have the stupid television. Do you have a fridge?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you even have a fridge there? Maybe I have refrigerators in the rooms? I mean, what's the deal? You're so backwards in this country.
Returning to main menu.
Reckler, are you there?
New messages.
You're
to listen to your messages,
stupid.
Press 1. To place a call, press 2. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. Call.
Fucking too many sixes in this number.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Number of the fucking devil. Are the cams back up in Syndicate or what? I thought I'd turn them on. Let me turn them on. I guess. I don't know. How to work this
Hello.
Shit, sir.
Sorry, what was that?
I don't know how to work this shit.
I'm not going to take verbal language off.
Well, listen, I'm sorry. I've just been drinking. I'm at the airport. I've been drinking.
Yeah, well, I'm not prepared, so I'm not...
Well, is that fair to me? Come on, just, I need help, sir. Come on, I need to make reservations there, okay? I had a horrible episode with a man who was using condoms in a...
Right, well, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have the phone back after 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, what are you doing there? Did I interrupt your sleep? What's the problem?
No, I didn't interrupt anything I was doing. Basically, to make a reservation, you have to do it before 11 o'clock at night or after 7 p.m. or
well,
7 a.m. in the morning.
Could you please take my information, sir? You don't understand how scared I am.
Sorry, what was that?
Could you please take my information? You don't understand how scared I am right now.
How scared you are?
Yeah, currently, I've never been outside of the United States of America, and look what happens to me. Condoms on the floor. All over the floor. They're all over the floor, sir.
I believe that. That's nothing to do with me, so it's not, sir.
But your place isn't like that, right?
No.
Do you serve food there?
Yeah, we do indeed.
And you all wash your hands a lot, right? Like, how many times?
Yeah, it rings. It's all done to health and safety and hygiene.
I mean, you wash your hands after you use the bathroom. You wash your hands, you know, when you touch the chicken.
Listen, sir, basically what you can do is phone back after 7 p.m.
Do you have any raw chicken in the... Is there any raw chicken in the kitchen?
No, to do. Phone back after 7 a.m. in the morning.
Will there be chicken then? Because I'm just more interested in knowing about the chicken.
Returning to main menu. You have 50 new...
The goddamn recluse. Thank you, Saigon, asshole. There you go. Always has to be an asshole like Saigon to ruin everything. Boy, I missed you, Saigon. Saigon contributing in the Syndicate chat room. He just played a fucking train wreck or something. I don't know. He reminds me of the fucking Skype guy. What's the fucking guy that prank guy? There's the dude on Skype that just fucks with everybody quite a bit. Does shit like that.
Oh, Balls and Steel guy.
Alright, we're gonna call Eric Verducci. Fucking asshole, Saigon, cunt. I hate you so much, you fuck. Fucking Saigon's a traitor, man. He's got time to listen to Zolar, he's got time to fucking listen to KDK and his bullshit. You think he ever comes into fucking the Madhouse show and fucking tunes in us? Nah. Fucking asshole. That's all I've done for him. And then look what he does. Look what he does. You see what he did? Saigon wants us to call the dead. The dead, Saigon, you fucking missed it, you fucking asshole. You're such an asshole. You missed that the dead has a fucking gun license, and I paid someone for a copy of it, and I posted it. Where's that link? Talk.
Reached the office of Valente, Masterson, and Little John.
What's in that fat faggot talking back there?
To access your account.
Oh, I think I. Yeah, you sent it to me.
Sorry, I didn't
I posted to everybody here. Hang on, let me play this while I get Eric Verducci in line. We'll do some pranks.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach the subscriber.
Big fat hairy pussy. Am What happened to you, Recluse, you shit? He's in the chat room now? Recluse just ran. I don't know what happened. Hey, Verducci, how you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm trying to find my other fucking slipper.
Oh, fuck.
I lost it somewhere along the way.
You got an animal? Probably a fucking cat fucking took it, man. Fucking...
Yeah, no, I don't have an animal.
Cat took my fucking prank calling hand, hit it on...
out every fucking half hour.
Yeah, hey, look, hey...
prostitute takes shit. They took my fucking laundry basket.
You gotta keep... Look, when you're not in the room, you have... Keep clapping the hands. You said keep clapping the hands whenever you're not in the room and there's a fucking prostitute there. Hey, man, you want to do some prank calls? I'm pressed on time. I want to do some fucking pranks, and I got a lot of numbers. You ready? I'm going to rapid fire shit. All
right, what are we calling?
We're calling the Sweetwater Truck Stop. They have a Popeyes there. Sweetwater Truck Stop with a Popeyes inside the
we're
fucking truck
Popeyes?
Stop. A Popeyes in a truck stop we're in Texas.
Popeyes?
That's right. All right, hang on.
All right.
Eric Verducci, everybody.
Sweetwater Travel Center. If you know your party's extension, please dial it at this time. One moment, please. You have entered an invalid extension. Using the dial pad. One moment, please.
Sure that was 228, Lonesome?
Thank you for calling Sweetwater Travel Center. How can I help you?
Yeah, what was up with you fumbling with
returning
the phone?
To main menu.
She
you have no
it.
New messages. What? To place a call, please enter
well, we
the
got
phone
her.
Number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key.
If you look in the chat
for
room, I IM'd you the,
please enter 011
plus
the country.
I IM'd you the info for the place if you need an address or some shit.
This is not a valid number.
Oh,
returning to main menu, you have no
now.
New messages.
Smoking.
I'm sorry. To place a call, press 2. For please enter the phone number you... This is a free call.
Thank you for calling Sweetwater Travel.
One moment, please. Thank you for calling Sweetwater Travel Center. How can we help you?
Hi, darling. I'm about 3 miles.
Returning to main menu.
What the fuck is that lady's deal?
To place a call, press 2.
She doesn't give you any time to fucking take a second. We're going
to
call someone else.
Press 4. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. For international numbers, please enter 011 plus the country code and number.
All right, so this number I'm sending you, tell them that you're, this lady's looking for Chris. Apparently, that's all I know. Is this guy that she's angry and she's looking for Chris.
Give me a quick break.
This is not a valid number.
Right.
Returning to main menu.
She's
you have no new
Chris?
Messages. To place a call, press 2. For Goog, for please enter the phone.
Okay, she's Patricia Kidd. She's an angry old woman. And when Lonesome Loser called to confirm her number, she said, "Is this Chris?" And she was really pissed off about the call. So just say that you're affiliated with Chris. That's all we know. That's all we got to go for.
This is a free call.
Fucking Chris.
My name is Eric. I'm calling on behalf of Chris. I'm his lawyer. We need to discuss
Chris
some
who?
Problems that were happening.
What?
Chris. You were looking for Chris?
My grandson?
What
oh,
did you need to speak with Chris about?
Chris Lohr?
Speak up. I can't hear you. Yes. What about him? Hello?
Are you talking about Chris Lohr?
Yes, I am. That's why I
well,
asked.
Chris Lohr doesn't live here. He
I'm calling on his No, I know he doesn't live there. Listen to me, ma'am. I'm trying to tell you something. I'm
well,
calling
yeah.
on his behalf because there was some reason as to why you were inquiring him about. Didn't to
so,
me at all.
Doesn't me either.
But no, listen. Let me tell you something. My problem is I hate being a lawyer, all right? I go home to a wife and kids. Do you know what it's like to go home and see your kid all cut up because your wife got drunk and smashed a bottle on her little face? Do you know what that's like? I don't like being a lawyer. I don't like... No, listen, I'm telling you my life story. Don't cut me off, okay? I just need somebody to talk to, but it's obviously not you. Here's the deal. Chris, he's had issues lately, and for some reason you were inquiring about him recently, so I have to call you on his behalf to find out what the issues were or what problems you were having because of some stupid court order that was put in place. So what can you tell me about Chris? What's the issue? What's the issue? Ma'am?
Returning to main menu. We have no new messages. To place a call, press please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key.
What the fuck happened to her?
For internet...
Yeah, I definitely freaked her out.
All right, we'll call her back.
This is a free call.
Hello?
We seem to have got disconnected.
I don't know why, sir.
Did your phone hang up or was it my phone? I have a Cricket phone. The service is terrible.
I think it was mine.
What kind of phone do you have? Are you using a landline or a cell phone?
Online.
A landline?
Yes.
Who's your service provider? Well, we were talking about Chris, but who's your service provider? Who do you pay your monthly phone bill to?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is it Bell South? You don't pay your phone bills? How do you still have service?
No, my granddaughter does.
Oh, she has a service. Do you have bad credit?
No.
No, do you have bad credit? If you do, I can help you with that. Do you have bad credit?
No, I don't.
Well, then why isn't the phone service in your name? I can help you with your credit.
I just
want
to know why you want to know all of this stuff. You told me. Why do you want to know all this stuff for?
I'm not trying to know any of your stuff. All I'm asking you is if there was something that I was supposed to relay to Chris due to the court order. Because word had it recently, because see, what was happening, I was down playing the fucking old Nintendo game that cost 25 cents and it ate my quarter. And then fucking Roscoe's in Long Beach stopped selling chicken wings by like 4-packs or something because of some obsessive compulsive disorder guy. He freaked out one night with a gun. It was in the papers. Did you read that story?
Listen, my grandson...
Did you read that story?
No, I didn't. My grandson doesn't live here.
Cincinnati? Oh, I love Cincinnati. They have that big Pap side. Don't cut me off when I was talking. What were you saying now? I'm sorry.
My Chris lives in Pennsylvania.
I just wanted to talk to you about Chris. I know. That's what I was talking to you about.
Okay, go right ahead.
You're the one that brought up Cincinnati. What was that?
I said Pennsylvania. I didn't say Cincinnati.
No, I didn't say Cincinnati. You said Cincinnati. I thought you said Cincinnati, but
I
didn't.
I
didn't hear that
correctly.
No, that was my fault. No, last night I was hanging out at home and I yelled at my wife or hit my kid with a bottle and she hit me with a bottle. So I'm not thinking straight today. I had to get 13 stitches right across my right eye. Can you believe that? If we're back in like the 50s and 60s, that kind of thing wouldn't happen. You couldn't put up with spousal abuse. Have you ever been abused?
No.
Did you ever marry a husband that abused you?
No. Only had one
husband.
Well,
that's good for you. I'm sad. I'm sad that I married a wife that abused me. What can I do, do you think, to fix my relationship with her? What would you suggest I do?
Buddy, I don't know.
Jesus,
I don't know anything about this. I have no right to even say because nothing like this has ever happened to me, so how would I know if it did?
Well, no, I didn't ask if it happened to you. I don't think you need to. I mean, you just sound like you... Well, basically, you just sound old. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a good way. Like, you've been around. You know what's going on. Do you think I should just leave her?
I don't know.
I guess that's besides the point. What was it? What was it that you needed to speak to Chris about? Was there a message that needed to be passed on?
No, I did not call or anything to speak to Chris. My Chris lives
you
in...
You did, though. You're... I know.
Listen,
he lives
you're
in Pennsylvania.
Getting
too that's
overly
where I'm
excited,
located
and
at.
I can't understand what you're trying to get to, the point you're trying to get to.
I'm sorry. I explained to you earlier that I had been drinking because I had a rough night last night. I'll try to breathe. I'll try to talk slower. Is this good? Is this all right? We doing okay now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So what was it that you needed to speak to Chris about?
Why do you want to know? Chris is my grandson. What do you...
I understand he's your grandson.
Well,
why
do you...
Why
did I have to tell you what I was...
at Christmas. The whole thing is due to the court order that was put in place, I have to relay all messages with him until something happens at the trial.
Well, honey, you're talking to the
Am I making sense to you?
No, you're just... No,
I'm not talking to the wrong person. I'm talking to the right person. The thing is you don't understand the current situation that Chris is in, evidently, because that's why I'm having to call you.
Well, then you
hang
up and I'll
talk. You take care of all communications.
You hang up and I'll call Chris myself, and I'll find out what Chris
is. Well, what's going to happen is you're going to get Chris put in jail because he's not allowed to have any communications with anybody at this point. How much money did you bring in taxes last year?
What the fuck? Oh, she's so gullible, though, man. She just walks right into it, that fucking lady. And you kind of wrapped up the whole fucking show in one whole explanation of fucking...
Returning to main.
Good homage.
You have no new messages.
All right, let me see if we can call now. I got a place called Skynet 360. We got enough time for maybe one short one. And I could jump in this either.
Be hateful.
You got to be... All right, Skynet 360.
You can start it out, and I can jump in, whichever.
All right, that works.
You go ahead and start it out. I've been drinking a bit.
All right, yeah, cool. All right, man. You should tell people, you know, your voice sounds a lot like Jesse Ventura sometimes. Should say that. You should say you're Jesse Ventura or his son. You sound like a young Jesse Ventura. Skynet 360.
Young Jesse Ventura.
Young Jesse Ventura back in the Vietnam days. That guy fucking was a fucking Navy SEAL.
Thanks for calling Skynet 360. My name is Christian. How can
yeah, I can't get on the internet at all, man. I keep hitting the blue E and nothing comes up. And I ran the diagnostic and it said to call my internet service provider on it. You know, my computer ran a diagnostic on it and everything.
All right, let me get information and I'll have a service tech give you a call back.
All right, so look, man, all I know is that I've got an important paper due in 22 minutes. And if I don't get it up, it's going to be my ass on a platter, you understand? I command you to make this work. Look, I got a Linksys router, and I even restarted the Linksys router, and it's a brand new. I put it in. I went to the store and bought a new one. Put it in.
All right, well, I'm not a service tech, but I'm just a receptionist. What I can do is take
all right,
information.
What department?
Call you back.
I'm going to hit service tech on a dial zero. All right, just transfer me. What option is it? Hello, sir?
Returning to main menu. You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2.
Oh, you call back as my lawyer now.
411, press 3. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial,
that's
followed
quick.
By the pound.
How would you know that was
going to
happen?
This is
up.
Not a valid number. Returning to main menu. You have no new message. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize your entry.
Come
to place a call, press 2. For please enter the phone number you would like.
Oh, you hear that, Eric? Call in as my lawyer. Give me a hand here.
Your leading local provider.
Local shit provider.
Be your dad.
All right.
I'm calling Skynet 360. My name is Christian. How can I assist you?
Yeah, my son just called in regards to our internet connection. He's having problems with getting his paper printed out or something for school.
Okay, I can take your information and have a service tech call you back.
Well, no, I'm curious as to why you hung up on him. I thought that's why we paid for, like, the extended service. Why do you guys just hang up on him?
I didn't hang up, sir.
He may not be that bright, but he drinks. Listen, I'm telling you, he's not that bright because he drinks a lot, because that's what they do in school and stuff. And I understand that, and that's fine. But why did you hang up on him?
I did not hang up on him, sir.
Then what happened to the phone? Did it just magically disconnect?
I don't know, sir.
Disconnected it?
Well, I don't know, sir.
Goodbye, Syndicate. This is the end of our broadcast time.
We just moved here. Company brought me over here. We got on your internet service. We thought, you know, this is the best around, but evidently it's not. I don't know why you got to hang up on my kid. Is there some way we can resolve this? Can I speak to... I'd like to speak to... Who can I speak to?
Hold on a minute, and I'll pass
it through to the supervisor.
Hurry,
time is money.
I'll pass it through to the supervisor, sir. Hold on a minute, please.
I only have a minute or two left. Well, hurry, thank you. Put down the goddamn phone transfer.
All right, we got to stick in with this here. I'm liking it. Pretty good with the social engineering there, Eric Verducci.
Jesus. Hello.
Returning to main menu.
Oh.
You have no new messages.
What
to place a call, press 2. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. For international numbers, please enter. This is a free call.
I wonder what they got. DSLs and shit.
Skynet 360. You're leading
local. Look them up.
Here, we're calling Skynet 360. This is Chris. How may I help you?
Chris, I just called you in regards to my son. You were transferring me to a supervisor, and I got hung up on.
Okay, that
what
was
kind
the
of
other operator.
You have there.
Okay, sir, that
was
the other
you?
Operator. That was the other operator, Christian. If
are you guys all using
so,
the same name?
No, my name
well,
is.
No,
Chris. His name is Christian.
I wasn't trying to cut you off. You don't need to be hateful with me.
Okay,
fine,
sir, I'm not being hateful with you at all. Okay, sir.
Well, what happened to me being transferred to supervisor?
Okay, the connection may have failed. If you like, I can go ahead and transfer you, sir.
What kind of system are you using there?
Okay,
hold on one second,
sir.
Good evening. My name is Janet. I am the supervisor. How can I assist you?
Janet or Janice?
Janet. J-A-N-E-T.
What was your name?
What is going on there, really?
I know, Janet. Quit cutting me off. What is going on there?
What do you mean, what is going on?
He gets hung up on. If you let me finish talking, maybe you can understand the situation. I'm just a paying customer trying to get my problem remedied, but yet people just keep hanging up on me. Are you having a bad day over there? Is everybody having a bad day?
I don't know who hung up on you. There are different operators here. I'm sure it was probably a connection failure, which can happen. It's a human error that can happen in computers. I'll be happy to take your information down.
No. What is that? It can happen in computers?
Yes.
No, that just means the people that you're hiring are minimum wage and they're stupid.
Okay. However, I'm not here to listen,
customers.
Sir. I apologize, but all I can do is take a message.
Or I can understand you want to apologize or take a message or what have you. Why would you take a message if I'm looking to be helped and they transfer me to the supervisor that is supposed to help me?
Sir, all you do is keep talking and you don't want to listen.
You're speaking with a... Okay, you've had your say, sir.
If you don't let me speak, this call is going to be terminated.
Why is it going to be terminated? Speak
because you, all you're doing is talking and you're not listening.
This is an answering service. An answering service? You mean I'm talking to a recording? Hello? Is this a recording or a human?
Returning to main menu. You have no new message. To place a call, press 2. For good or one, press 3. Or to change your settings, press 4.
Oh, man, that's good.
Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. For international numbers, please enter 011.
A human error that happens to computers. What the fuck, man?
This is a free call.
What kind of fucking stupid... They offer residential, not, it's not bad, 4 megs, it says 4 megs for $69.99, but a $250 install fee. That's bad.
That's shit.
I want, it's probably DSL, it's only probably down, I don't think. $300 a month for full service, they don't even say what it is. Oh fuck, I hit the wrong...
That's what we're paying for, full service.
Yeah.
Your
call is important. It's the extreme package.
Or
we
connect you to a sales specialist.
Sales? No. Fuck. I got the wrong shit.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this sales?
Yes, it is.
Listen, you people promised me good service. And we're getting the runaround here. This is Valente, and I'm here with my partner, Verducci. And we've got the extreme package... And the service is down, and we're getting nothing but we're getting our questions answered over there, and we want to terminate our contract unless you get this fixed. And we're putting you in charge.
And who are you again, please?
This is Valente. I'm with Valente and Associates, and Verducci's on the line as well.
And your service is down?
Absolutely. Where are you at? Am I calling your house or something? What is this?
You've reached my cell phone.
At this time of night?
Yes, you have.
And you do sales at this time of night on your cell phone?
Well, why are you calling sales? You should be calling technical support.
But they're giving me the runaround at technical
let me
support.
Let me interject, ma'am. I'm sorry that we're calling. I'm sorry, ma'am. Listen, here's the situation. I'm Valente, the lawyer for the firm, and here's the problem. They've been having internet connections all night, and the reason I'm on the phone is I was called and woken up as well. Here's the situation. They're having calls. They called in to the tech support answering service. The answering service there kept hanging up on them. We have the whole phone call recorded because that's what we do for the legal aspect of the things, just to give to the company and the courts. You know, it doesn't get furnished in the public records that they have. But they keep getting hung up on. We called in again with me on the line this time. They finally got transferred to a supervisor, and then the supervisor hung up on them as well. And then we called back, and it looks like they transferred us to you. Which makes me question, what kind of answering machine service are you having there? They tried to be... a pretend recording. They've just been hateful.
I'm so sorry about that.
I have no idea what is going on there. I mean, seriously, it's worse in those call centers that get hired out of India that try to give you tech support over the vibrator thing that broke on the microwave. It's just ridiculous. I have no idea. The people that have been dealing with us tonight... complete bottom feeders. I have no idea. It's like they're those Negro people in Compton in line for chicken. I do not understand what kind of company you guys are running. Please explain it to me. Are you familiar
okay.
with the company that was hired to take the answering machine calls?
No, I'm not.
Who handles that? I'm surprised they just didn't transfer me to them. Here's the CEO. You talk to them. Seriously, why are they transferring me to you? I feel bad for having to wake you up to deal with our issue. We're just trying to figure out why we pay $300 a month for this extreme package and nothing helps. They just hang up on us.
Well,
is that the company's business model?
You should not be doing that at all.
How long have you been with the company?
I've been there for over a year. Now, I'll be happy
give
to
decent
help you.
Insurance or?
Excuse me,
well, no,
sir,
that's fine. I understand. Do they at least take care of you, though?
Well, That doesn't matter. I
mean, it does matter. I'm really good at civil suits, ma'am, and if they're not taking care of you, especially for having you woke up because of the incompetency of somebody else answering phone calls, pretending to be Fisher Price on, like, I don't know, some kind of Disneyland ride, doesn't make any sense to me. Neither does anything that I just said. But that's the point. So what can we do to get this line fixed?
Okay, first of all, do you have telephone service and internet, or just have internet with us?
Yes, ma'am, yes, we have telephone service and internet. That's why this phone call's so choppy. I'm having to call you on a cell phone right now.
Okay.
So we need to get everything fixed. We lose a lot of money when we're down. Phone lines aren't working, internet's not working, and we keep getting hung up on.
Okay. May I have your name, and I'll have someone call you back immediately?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
How long will it take them to call me back?
I'm going to do my best to try to get a hold of someone and see if we can't resolve the problem.
How long do you think it'll take?
I have no idea. I honestly don't know. Well,
everything is wrapped, though, right now. Everything is wrapping up, so we need to get some kind of conclusion. Do you know if they'll be able to help us immediately, like within 5 minutes, 2 minutes, maybe one would even be better? Seriously, time's running out, the market's going to close, and everything, it's going to bankrupt our company. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, let me call someone right now, okay? What number can we call you back?
Well, I'll let you call somebody right now. How's that going to help? Seriously. Yeah, that's like, do you know what I've been through tonight? One of your operators called me a fag, and they said they were going to suck on my dick, and then they hung up on me.
I do not.
That is after the lawyer, got on the floor. And you know what that guy's name was? Christian. And that son of a bitch made homosexual references towards me. I'm a Christian, God-fearing son of a bitch. Do you understand what I'm saying, ma'am? And to have some guy say that kind of thing to me makes me just want to put my finger in a light socket and dream a gallon of vodka. So what kind of thing can you do for me tonight? Can we get the service fixed?
What is the phone number that you're having the problem with?
I am
at home. I do not have your records in front of me. I have nothing to look at.
They didn't tell me that. Valencia, did they tell you that at all?
I have a phone number.
I was asking Valencia. No, I said I have a phone number. I was asking Valencia if they told him that they were calling you at home, but they didn't, evidently. We're just trying to get to the bottom of this. Why are you taking phone calls at home? Why did they transfer me you in the first place?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
Seriously. Have you ever walked in the office over there and people have been naked? Because that's kind of what it sounds like. Because I worked for a company in L.A. and everybody there were alcoholics. And that's what the office place was like when we walked in. I have no idea what's going on with the phone calls tonight. I just need to get the extreme package that we purchased for our company fixed. Can we do that?
What number do you want me to call you back at?
516. That's fine as well. You can call us back on either one of our cell phones.
Okay. We'll call you back.
Can we get somebody on the phone quick?
I'll do my best.
Are you lying to me? Are you lying to me? What's your name, Janet or Margaret? I'm sorry, I forgot. It's been a long night. I've talked to, like, a lot of people. What's your name?
Norma.
Norma? What's your Social Security number?
Excuse me,
I want your Social Security number because I need your Social Security number just because if I don't get a call back, I'm going to stalk you on Google.
Excuse me.
Okay, what? You cut me off. What do you want to tell me?
Pardon me?
What? No, I said go ahead and tell me what you want to tell me. You keep stopping when I'm talking.
I'm going to try to brief supervisor now. That's all I can do. I will try to refer you to
Well, the supervisor's probably going to hang up on you, too. She hung up on me. So can I please have your Social Security number?
No. Goodbye.
Can I have a major credit card that I can bill? Anyhow.
Returning to main menu. You have no new message.
Dude, that's good stuff, man. That's crazy. Can you believe the fucking the sales reps lady's phone's ringing at midnight? Is that necessary? What kind of company is that? They're doing WiMAX, man.
Small company.
They're doing WiMAX in Homestead, Florida, so that's pretty amazing, actually. It's expensive, though. But it's WiMAX.
The fact that the lady's like 60, her name is Norma, and she's answering a cell phone at this time of night.
This time of night for sales calls.
Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine if I called them for a quote? Do they really need to have someone 24/7 answer? They're desperate right there. Like someone's going to be calling 2 o'clock in the morning. I need fucking internet. No, they got a lot of services. They got VoIP.
Desperate measures.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, hey, Eric, man, I'm going to wrap it up. It's way past my bedtime, but hey, thanks for calling in, man. Hectic.org is your site, right?
Yeah, Hektik.
.org. All right, cool, man. All right, well, thanks for calling in. It was good. It was fun. All
right, good deal.
Later, brother.
Bye. God damn it. That's Eric Verducci, everybody. That was pretty good. Good to have him on the air, helping us out a little bit. You know, I admit, I wasn't all there tonight. We did the best we could. We had some timing issues tonight. Went way over our usual schedule time, but we pissed off Milkman. So, hey, isn't this great? Great fucking night. Great fucking night, everybody. Happy
well,
fucking do.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, well. Because internet is in, I don't know. He does this sometimes. I'm trying to be an asshole, but he does this sometimes. He gets upset at little things and just acts like his internet crashed. And next thing you know, a week later, he's still like, I didn't like that this happened. I have to get him flowers too. I'm in trouble with Athena. Who am I in trouble with? Athena? There was somebody else. And now Milkman.
Athena? What happened to Athena?
No, I called her Big Athena on the phone. She didn't like it. She got upset at me. She called me an asshole when I took a break. She called and slammed the door. Yep.
Well, sorry, dude.
Yeah, that was fun.
You got a good, comfy couch you can sleep on.
Oh, I have a guest bedroom. I got a guest bedroom, and it's the shit. I love my guest bedroom.
Yeah.
I'd rather sleep in my guest bedroom than I do my own bedroom next to my wife. That's goddamn true. Fuck yeah, like a bachelor, like a single man. Every once in a while, dude, I'll tell you what, Tuck, it feels good when you, even especially when you're married, it feels good to spend the night in a guest bedroom all by yourself. You feel like, you know, and every, it's like, you know, we got these animal instincts, man. It's like the wolf, and every once in a while, the wolf just leaves, man. Wolf leaves, and, you know, he gets another cave for a little bit, you know, leaves the den. He comes back.
Hey, I had grandparents who had separate bedrooms. Too bad.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes you just need to sleep, so.
That's true. Oh, because she sleeps. She wants to have the stupid the TV on all the time, and I can't stand it, man. It kills me. TV kills me. I can't sleep with that on. Yeah, I cannot sleep with the TV on. No, sir. No, how. All right. We'll be on next week. The website is madhouselive.com. I want to thank everybody post-mortem on Cacti Radio who was listening. RBCP had to take over at midnight. That's his time start. But we're in the middle of that last call with Verducci, so I didn't want to cut it short. We signed off right at the top of the hour with Syndicate also. It's always a fucking thing with Syndicate. I don't even know if it's... I could care less about the...
I didn't even know we were back on Syndicate.
Yeah, I don't ever know why.
Happened.
I don't even know why I even worry about it. You know? I don't know why I even worry about it, to be honest with you.
We're not on the schedule or anything, as far as I know.
We are. I mean, they got us on the front page now, but... I don't know. Whatever.
All right. Have a good week, everybody. TuckerMike.com is his website. Yeah, man.
I'll be here on time and shit.
Yeah.
And remember it from Tuesday night.
Right. Okay. Cool, cool. Hey, and Tuck, you're going to start doing live shows anytime soon, you think? Or what's the deal is?
Yeah, can you get me out of the coding some errors and thingamajigs and passwords and goobagood to get on.
Right. Maybe we can do some more show. I don't know. What do I got any numbers here, really? UK numbers and stuff. Yeah, Mikey129, you're right, dude. That place is like, I was thinking that, man, and I didn't know how to describe it, dude. But that place is like pre-dot-com bubble burst. Is exactly what Mikey129 said. That's almost like, I just didn't know how to describe it. I was gonna like, it's like, got that feeling like, you know, look at the website and the way they're fucking like just advertising on the site and the way they only have two people taking calls this time of night. And the salesperson, the sales department rings to some lady's cell phone at midnight and she actually answers it, whatever. It was very, like, you know, nice and laid back. Like, you know, it'd be cool to work for one of those companies, like, you know, back in the day, like, back before the dot-com burst where you could go to work, you know, whenever you wanted to and leave whenever you wanted to, as long as you just got the work done. And there wasn't all this pressure and shit. They don't got that anymore. You can't. There are any works? Maybe like in California, there might be some places like that now. San Francisco or some shit. It's all gone. Yeah, but the guy got fired for it. Gay chat. Anyway, I'm out of here. Good night, everybody.